That's how we started, for real.
I mean, we switching up.
I like it. We come in funky today. Fuck it.
You are now listening to the sweet, sensational sounds of Dirtbag Radio.
I'm on the guitar.
About a year ago, a friend of mine came to me with a bandana. Yeah, let's do a podcast. I said, nigga, you on some ass. I said, come on, nigga, let's do that shit. Roll some weed, smoke a split, crack a bottle, drink some wine, drink some beer, drink your heart. Hey, and you know it, and we back again. And we back again. And we back again. How you know it? Oh, we back again. I said, we back again. I said, we back again. Tell your friends. Sang, bitch. I said, sang, bitch.
Sometimes I think I'm going insane. Still, I wanna stay.
You ain't going no goddamn way. You ain't going no goddamn way.
We got AirPods.
Intro ever.
Man, that shit was fucking spectacular.
Might have been too funky for some of y'all.
It's a fucking shame.
But it is what it is.
It's a
what
funky
up?
Town.
We going to funky town.
Yeah, what up?
Man, that was a hit too. Let me take you to funky town.
Oh, yeah.
Let me take you to funky town.
You couldn't get no more funky.
You already know what it is.
Wow.
You're such a
what?
You already know what the fuck it is.
That's a new one.
Bo?
Yes. Why you?
I just want to know what you nicknamed him. I'm just curious.
Like, why, man? Why you got to say this shit on air? Like, we're trying to do the intro, and you're fucking just coming up with random fucking ADD shit, man. This is what the fuck I got to deal with, man. Need a fucking handler.
Back. Well, reel him in. Tell him what
it
is.
We back, man. It's the High Class Dirtbags podcast.
Tell him like, what it is.
And whatever else Orin sees randomly in my living room, he will be naming off in the middle of any conversation.
I'll bitch.
Yeah, that's what he do.
Throughout the podcast, he will be doing that. Just look forward
that's
to that.
That's enough for me,
dog. Yeah, basically.
He's getting the hang of it.
Now I get to push him.
But, yeah, it's your
Are you just going to push random fucking sounds?
No, they have signs now. I know what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You fucked up and put signs on, is what I'm saying.
Olansky, in the building.
Yeah.
That was my phone going off.
Yeah, again.
Again. But hey, this is the High Class Dirtbags podcast once again. I am your host, Olansky, and I got my other hosts.
Hostess says, it's your boy JR. You know what it is. J._HCDB on Instagram. I changed that shit on the bitch.
You know who this is? Oh, wait a minute. You don't know who this is.
Who is it?
Now you know who this is. Your boy Flames P. Flames P36 on Instagram. Your baby mother's favorite.
Don't you make sound effects over
bullet. Gunshot.
Orin.
Your baby mama's favorite.
Orin at Jewlucky Instagram, I guess that's it.
Jewlucky.
Max Donnie.
What does this one do?
Yeah, that's basically what
it's
it
a
is.
Long
that's the one you don't want to hear.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
South Carolina crickets.
Yeah, them shit's huge. Man, you got a fucking, yeah.
That's the secret one.
Yeah, that's the secret one.
Oh, I know what that is.
I think the green one is.
Yeah, man.
Drop the bomb on him.
You already know, man. And we back, man. So what's going on, man? What's been fucking going on? I know we started off kind of slow, man. Everybody's kind of like, ugh.
I mean, it's like Thursday, you know.
We coming at you live with a podcast on a motherfucking Thursday, but so y'all probably see it when y'all motherfucking
4 o'clock. Yeah. None of us have jobs right
you,
now.
We coming to you from the future because it's actually Sunday.
Yeah, y'all ain't see this shit. Yeah, Sunday.
It's actually Sunday.
It's Thursday mid afternoon.
We always
none of us are working.
Okay. We always time traveling on y'all bitches.
Back to the past from the future.
Tomorrow, yesterday.
We came back to Thursday to talk to y'all.
But it's if you can go back in the future or forward. No, back in the past or forward into the future, which one would you go? You can only do one.
Shit.
I mean, you can come back. I don't know.
So then you can do both.
No, you can't. You only have a
if you
machine that goes one
no,
way.
No, you said you can come
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Motherfucker.
You get a one-way travel back.
It ain't one way, motherfucker. You can come back. It's
one
two.
Way means you only
get round there. Trip. I can come
well,
back.
Well, you get a round trip. You get one round trip. Where are you going?
I'm going back.
Yeah. Nigga brought guests.
Yeah, I'm going back because the future fucked up.
No, I'm recording.
What do you know though, man? You might know some shit.
Yeah. No, the future fucked up.
You might know to invest in like
in
you know.
every movie, every situation you ever seen in life, the future fucked up.
Yeah,
point blank,
the future is fucked up.
Yeah, because
you know how niggas be.
Yeah, because <niggas, laughs>
you know how niggas be. Niggas be Touché. Late and shit.
Touché, man.
What's up?
You'll find out who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. The motherfucker got the chops and shit.
What up, nigga? It's Eddie Kane,
God,
bitch.
Damn, man. Yelling and shit.
See? With no further introduction.
There's a chair right here for you, my friend.
See that? Yeah.
No, right here. Right
can here. You? Can we make this one Keenan Ivory Wayne? Right, message,
man. See, man, you just shit, pressing man. Shit, bro.
Stop fucking
listen,
pressing shit.
Stop, okay?
God,
you already made that's six horrible. Sound effects, and we ain't been doing this shit for 3 minutes.
Yeah, this motherfucker just came knock and yelled off. In my ear, and you
knock it
about
off.
My sound effects.
Yes,
you like
man,
your
I'm
fucking
complaining
kid.
About your
you,
fucking sound effects,
you let the wrong motherfucker.
Hey, man, it's Eddie Kane, fresh out of motherfucking bankruptcy court, bitch.
Yes.
Thank you, Captain TMI.
All right.
So that was kind of perfect.
How'd it go?
Okay, so all right, so
you made it alive.
The last, of course, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. My girl was scared the entire time we was in that motherfucker.
Anytime you in court,
she, yeah. Anytime you in court, so my stomach, right? So anytime you in court, your stomach gonna go crazy. My stomach was going crazy the whole time, like gargling,
Putin and shit.
Yeah, the BG.
You have to stand
right?
Putin.
So
it's a fact.
They literally asked us like 20 questions, but. All the questions were yes or no questions, but prior to that, it's open court. So
easy test.
It was great. It was the greatest test of all time. But prior to that,
that's debatable.
I have to say, there's some poor ass people in this fucking world because it was open court.
So you watching other people's cases go down?
Oh my god! And the questions that they answered.
I mean,
like,
most of the time I've been in court, it was like that. I'm seeing other motherfucking shit.
Yeah, so. And it was like. There's some poor ass people in this fucking world.
Up
poor
shit.
As fuck. I'm talking about motherfuckers with rent $500. You know what I'm saying? Like living strictly off the government. If it wasn't for Social Security and unemployment, there's no paper being made in the house.
Oh, like no jobs whatsoever. No.
Goddamn.
Commentary from a Republican.
Basically. All right, so before we get into all that week. Shit, man, like I just want to touch on a few topics that's been going on this week.
Oh, like in real life?
Yeah, like what's been going on? What's this going fucker, on? Man. Well, apparently
we
have
about.
Our political news correspondents with us today, and his name is at Jew Lucky.
So
it's been going on. I don't watch politics
right
at all. So you could. Okay. I'll give you,
I thought we went out of politics.
I'll give you 60 seconds to tell me what's going on with the impeachment. 60 seconds, go.
I don't want to do that.
Go.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
Do it. Come on, man. Go for it.
I know he going to tell me some shit that
I mean, it's just too. It's all developing.
He knows some top
like,
secret shit. Y'all know you know some top secret
shit that's happening right now.
So tell us the top secret shit that we don't know.
Okay, so basically with the impeachment, there has to be reason for it. And the reason that the Democrats are really trying to go for impeachment is because of treason. Pretty much, they're saying that the president conspired against his own country for financial, political gain and shit.
That doesn't
we
sound
knew
like
that.
The president.
That doesn't sound like the president?
Don't that ain't that some shit we knew, though?
That sounds like Donald Trump. We knew that.
That sounds. Here's the thing. It sounds like every president.
Oh, now you want to talk about it. No, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
Fuck off. I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't
now
want to bring
to
it up. But if you want to comment, I'm not going
to.
I'm going to bring it completely politics. Is every president does what he did. Okay. Only one president was stupid enough to do it on the White House phone.
Yeah, that was him.
And now it's not just a matter of us. It's like now whoever's listening on their end also has that to blackmail him for next year. Hold it against it. It's just he's just really bad
stupid
at being president.
Every
president knows to be like, hey, go talk to that guy.
Are you surprised?
Meet me at the Denny's.
No.
That's why his lawyers were so kind of.
He's stupid enough to name the lawyers on the White House phone too.
Yeah,
his personal and the.
You have 20 seconds.
The attorney general.
Hell yeah.
No, his lawyers are supposed to be doing his bidding for him,
but not the attorney general. Yeah, and he put both of them in one sentence.
Yeah, he like
so it's like it's not personal. Yeah, exactly. He's just really stupid at it.
He's dumb. But you know what? He's been allowed to be that dumb. Entire life, and it's just come back and bite him in ass.
We're 1776. That's $200. 200 year.
Two. One. Okay. 17. Yes. All right. We are done talking about politics for this show. Probably
you introduced
season.
It. Now we got a minute.
Blow that shit all the way up.
And that was your quick politics.
This is like, what is it? The from the fire round doing whatever. The quick fire.
Rapid fire. You had the rapid fire.
Definitely probably.
All right, Trent, you have 60 seconds to talk about climate change. Go now.
Oh, man.
No.
I don't need 60 seconds.
What is it? September 26th? It's hot as fuck. Yeah.
The carbon rate in the fucking sky is like high as shit.
It's
like,
hot.
Okay.
Fall.
You stopped right there.
It's almost October and we're still at 90 fucking degrees.
Yeah, I'm still sweating.
It's a problem. But no, the carbon rate has been high.
Hey man.
All right, man. That was our 15 second.
Hey, my time. Goddamn.
We got 24 more seconds. You gonna go from politics to science? Oh, what the hell?
Like, what's up with the car?
That ain't what we about at all. Hey, listen, we ain't about all that learning shit, man.
I don't know what the fuck shit was informative. Yeah, that shit got informative quick as a motherfucker.
Another time.
That shit got informative quick.
They created YouTube. If y'all want to hear nigga science and nigga politics, we gonna create a YouTube for that.
Yeah, though. Y'all gonna go in there and be like, yo.
That is a fucking drink right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Just go ahead and just start naming off drinks that's not paying us.
Anything they're gonna
start paying us, bro. Dang.
Watch, man. Clear American Ice calls
us.
Let's see. We might as well address
the elephant in the fucking room, man.
Well, according. What?
What are we talking about?
9-6. Tekashi 9-6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we did that last week.
Yeah, we did. It just got worse. This nigga started talking more. I don't even understand. I mean, it ain't really much to talk about.
All
the motherfuckers on camera.
But that was on wiretap, so he ain't got to say too much.
I mean, he just put all the story together, dog. The boy already had all the pieces in the puzzle.
They just needed to know who was who.
I saw today that he's refusing witness protection program. But it got me thinking, I'm like, how can you hide this motherfucker? Like, where can you put him other than give him, like, a Nicolas Cage face-off?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Georgia. I seen a dude, though, from the U.S. Marshals, like, you know, there's places that we can put him that nobody would know who the fuck he is.
He ain't gonna have no life,
though.
Give him, like, West Virginia, Wisconsin.
We're gonna lock him up. We're gonna give him the 24th floor of this building in Oklahoma. That's about the mountains of Wyoming.
Honestly, you gotta think. Rap isn't, especially his style of rap, isn't that fucking like?
It's his face. Like the dude's got that.
Even then,
they got to get new tattoos and
his reach didn't go that far. He ain't make it that far.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But there's places out here. But he's this is making it.
That's what I'm saying. And pretty much the only way you knew about him was from the internet.
But the only thing that people, I don't think people know, is he was faced with 70 years, right? But federal time is always measured in months. Oh, yeah. So he was sentenced to like 100, 200 months. He has to, here's how his snitching is going. He has to talk 1 hour for every month he wants off his sentence.
Oh yeah, I don't know about. I'm not gonna speak about my man.
Is that true?
He done told her every time.
That's a lot of talking, nigga. In fifth grade, me and Bobby stole from Miss Vicky's class.
That nigga had like
Yeah. Dog, I don't know how many months go into 47 years, but I imagine this is at least like 3,000 or 4,000.
You talking about hours, man?
We ain't talking about hours. We talk about months, though. Like 3,000 months.
Nah,
like,
he ain't talking that much.
Like, man, shit.
580 months.
That nigga need a whole 580 months,
dog. No. Like, that's a lot of months.
Can he like serve time and do it at the same time? Yeah, like 8 hours a day, just coming.
Is he like spending the night at is he like spending the night at an investigator house? He like just wake up like, I gotta tell you something.
Well, no, I gotta tell you something. He's in solitary confinement. Anytime he stops talking, like when he's done with his testimony, he gets up. They put him back in shackles. And he goes to solitary. One man cell, 23-1. He's one of those dudes that when he comes out of his cell, everybody has to go in their cell.
Like, you know what's so funny, though? Is it, you know what's so funny?
Give me some tea.
Why we
red, hold on. So there can be like
47 years.
Because I'm about to talk your fucking ear off.
Like, dog, if me and you doing a crime that gets us 47 years, dog, yeah, it's safe just to say, dog, we should have never been doing that goddamn crime.
Yo, they should set up like one of those.
Hey, you might as well have killed everybody involved in that shit when you did it, because that's equivalent to that shit.
Yeah.
47 years, you done, B.
That's when, and that's really why motherfuckers be like, yo, I ain't doing 47 years, but I ain't snitching, dog. You gonna have to take me.
47 years?
Like, who, dog? 47 years?
Yeah, 47 years. That's your life.
So, speaking of which,
what are you gonna do? Shave it to 20? Like, how much, you know, you still fuck. Might as well just take the 47.
They're throwing them numbers out there.
I don't wanna do not one.
Yeah,
and I ain't gonna tell.
How much information do you have that you can get out of?
I ain't gonna tell, so me and my lawyer gotta figure it out.
He's given over 13 hours of testimony.
Dude, that, you could just set up like one of those like live feeds like you do on the animals at the zoo. Like just constant.
13 hours of testimony so far. And he said but that,
so he's got a year off.
And he ain't got that much.
He's got a year off.
36 years.
Wait, all you gotta do is give him Instagram.
That's what I'm about to say. He about to start doing the Instagram memes in a minute because he ain't got much information. They got it already. What are you talking about? Like they got it already. So how much can he possibly tell them besides the names and faces?
He's about to tell them everything.
I mean,
bro,
he does have money. Maybe he can go hire people to get you information, and then he just tells it to him.
Bro, like, that's a long road.
Well, no.
Like, right now, go to the corner of 4th and say, if there's a drug deal ain't happening right now,
he about to start
time.
Making shit up. It was me, Han Solo,
so he has to
C-3PO.
Get, like, times and dates and shit. So they're like, okay, yeah, X person is a part of X gang. Then they're going to ask, okay, how do you know? Well, on March 3rd, 1943,
he about to start making shit up. It was me. It was me. Kane.
I know.
We was in the car, right?
1992. Yeah.
It was 1992. We pulled up to the burger spot, right?
Some say them niggas though.
I didn't get out the car, but old dog Kane, old dog Kane, and AWAX got out the car. I ain't have no gun, but them niggas
but no,
did.
No, like, Rick Ross was a number 3 co-conspirator in the Florida, you know, cocaine ring.
I don't know about that. I'm not
gonna. We ain't going to get into
that.
No,
he was. He admitted it. He said it on The Breakfast Club.
That don't mean that's true.
Well, true, of course. But
well, I mean, he was on trial. You said he was on trial.
He was on trial. But this man was a CEO. He was, like, bringing in so much cocaine into the Florida prison system himself.
But
and he admitted to it.
But he said he only did it was a CEO for, like, 3 months or some shit like that.
Well, how was he even talking about it if he did all that?
Because statute of limitations on cocaine sales
still,
is 7 years.
Still, why would you even talk about that?
Book sales, bro?
Album sales.
Book sales. Memoirs of a boss.
Merchandising, bro. Merchandising.
That's not you.
That wasn't you.
He done fell all the way into that shit. Like, nigga, I did.
Maybe so.
Like, that's the real know. Guy. Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, he
did
CB4.
Yeah.
Man, that shit crazy. He CB4 Rick Ross whole life.
Oh, shit. MC Gusto? You saying you calling Rick Ross MC Gusto?
Man, he did it. Man, he did it, though.
Oh, shit.
He took this man whole life, dog.
He did.
But did he ran with it? Wait, what do you mean?
Free Rick Ross did sue him.
But if you read his books,
he took his name, right, and the whole beard.
If you read that book,
name and likeness.
And you look at that book. He talking about the dudes he know and the guys he was around. Like, yeah, I know them guys. Who they did. He was like, you know, I was around, but you wasn't fucking Rick Ross.
Get in your mic, B.
You wasn't Rick Ross. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why
them guys.
Freeway Rick did sue him for name and likeness. Like, a lot of the shit he was talking about. He was like, damn.
Yeah, so because he had to get rid of the Ricky Ross.
Yeah.
That's why he had to do the Rosé.
Rosé. You know what I'm saying? That's why he was like, oh.
I'm not saying Rick Ross ain't never go through nothing. Shout out Rick Ross. He represents the Geechies and shit like that too. I'm just saying he did just steal this man's whole thing. And if you watch the movie CB4, I mean, What did Chris Rock do? Steal this man's whole fucking name. He went to jail. Nigga
went to jail. He was like, oh shit. I'm going to be him.
Yeah, did Rick Ross not go to jail?
Yeah.
What happened? The guy hot with your name while you was in jail, dog. What was the basis of CP4, dog?
That's a lot of these rappers got names from other niggas.
Yeah, I mean,
Freeway, the nigga Freeway. Yeah. I mean, Rick Ross' name was Freeway Rick Ross.
Yeah,
Freeway was out before.
Freeway was out before Rick Ross. So,
yeah,
Noriega, that's my guy.
Yeah, cool. I mean, all these niggas take Capone. Noriega. Everybody want to take an infamous name. Everybody want an infamous name.
Not the niggas that still living.
Hey.
Yeah.
No, do anybody know? You said what?
Not niggas that still living, though. All them niggas dead, dog. Yeah. That nigga took somebody day that's still living.
He was an inmate.
Oh, Rick Ross. Yeah.
I take me coming in here.
Hey, this chill on landscape coming live from your podcast over here. What's up? Niggas still living.
Hit me up.
You took my name like that, and I'm still here.
I had to think about it. Like, wait a minute, dog.
That's my real name, nigga. This nigga took my real name. My mama gave me that name.
I'm still alive, dog.
I ain't think about that shit.
Like, I ain't dead, dog.
50 Cent, too?
50 Cent. 50 took a lot of stories that he rapped about.
But the real 50 Cent dead, too, though.
Well, true, but...
But he took his name. He
took his name and stories and everything. Like, there's a lot of shit that...
I don't know. Any nigga that got shot 9 times got real stories, though. I'm sorry.
That's a fact. Asshole. That's a fact. Hey,
that nigga survived, dog. That nigga survived.
And every day, 50 Cent reminds me why he got shot 9 times.
Hey, man. Shout out 50, man.
Not necessarily, because that's getting shot 9 times and then having the success that he had made him who he is now. I don't think he was like that before he got shot.
You think he was an asshole before?
No, dog.
Nah, he
money
probably was.
He probably was
exactly, but he was an asshole in a different way, in a street way.
Right.
He's strictly in
but
the
that's
street.
Streets, though.
You can only be so much of an asshole in the street.
Until you get shot.
You feel me? Until you get shot 9 times.
He got shot 9 times being an asshole. Like, if you get shot,
but who's to say it was over being an asshole? I don't think it was because he was being an asshole.
Shout out to 50, dog. Power is whack as fuck the last couple of seasons.
You know what I'm saying? Power got shit on Snowfall.
Huh? But who what?
On Snowfall?
Yeah,
like, yo, Snowfall way better than Power.
And Snowfall, God damn, is dog, Rick
these
Ross
niggas
like,
is going
yeah,
shit.
Snowfall go hard.
John Singleton, but
Snowfall go harder than Power. Power is too much to love shit in that shit for me.
Power is the definition of pussy ruining.
And then, like, how many times? How much shit can these niggas get away with?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, Tommy kills somebody every episode.
Every episode, nigga.
This nigga is literally a serial killer at this point.
From episode one, he is murking.
I went at the barber; they were showing it yesterday. Yeah. Tommy killed somebody.
Yeah. He's killed somebody every episode.
I don't
want to
tell you who,
one.
But
and he does it like he will pop a motherfucker and continue a conversation.
I mean, that shit crazy though, man.
It's TV.
But hey. Shout out to 50, man. That motherfucker got some hits.
He got some more shit. I think that Snowfall BMX shit gonna be hard. He doing some more shit, so you know.
Snowfall best show on TV.
More TV hands to down. Watch. More shit to watch.
Hey. Here's my cart wants to fucking throw a sprite away. I was so pissed.
Who that was?
It was funny. 50.
He want to do what?
No, I worked on, what movie was it? I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
Where they robbed the banks.
Oh, I worked on that?
Yeah. But he's like looking for a trash can, and then he sees me, look at him like, no, you can't use my cart kind of thing. And then I walk away, come back, and the sprite's on the middle of my cart.
You talking about
Dennis.
Then the thieves.
Then the
thieves.
He just admitted.
No, he's nice. He's a nice guy.
Motherfucker. Asshole 56. You know what I'm saying? Come on,
who the fuck drinks Diet Sprite, too? Like,
the nigga who owns Smart Water. That's who owns that shit. Who does that shit? That motherfucker filed bankruptcy and nobody said shit to him. Well, actually, somebody did say the judge said something to him because that motherfucker.
The judge asked him 20 questions?
The judge asked him 20 questions, but then the creditors that were there brought up the picture of his Instagram post. He spelled broke with $100 bills. And it was like, so you broke? He was like, oh, that's my business money.
Huh?
He's smart dude, though.
Who? Yeah, 50, man. That motherfucker's smartest motherfucker, man. That motherfucker's smart as a
motherfucker. I ain't even going bankrupt buying smart.
What else been going on in the world, man? We got on a rant about that shit. That nigga said he wanted to shoot 50 Cent. Like, I don't know about that, dog. Like, shit, 50
nigga,
my
you buy out all the front row seats in my fucking show. No, this nigga bought like 4 rows of seats.
Oh, the Ja Rule thing?
Yeah, for Ja Rule show.
That's funny as shit. That's the pettiest,
bro,
the funniest
beat
shit.
I would beat
your fucking ass. But that is genius petty. Like, that's
yeah, that's what I'm about to say. That's smart petty. That's like...
My nigga, you know shout out Young Dro, man.
Did he go? Was he like the only motherfucker in the middle of like...
Oh, yeah, Young Dro.
I would totally just sit there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Young Dro, man. He got...
Put the pudding in her face.
I think he got less than that, though, because you get time served and then, you know,
good behavior
and shit like that. Like 70 days or something.
What happened?
I don't know. He might drop out before he goes. That motherfucker got smushed and put in.
Who did?
Young Joe threw some pudding at his girlfriend.
What kind of pudding?
Oh, no,
tapioca.
Like if it was
bro,
what
who
was
the
it?
Fuck still eat pudding in 2019?
Yeah, like that's what I was thinking when I heard this stuff. I was like, where the crib, fuck they get pudding at?
This nigga went out
and
bought
pudding.
He had an interview with Ricky Smiley.
That's what I'm saying.
He explained like the whole thing.
Oh, the whole situation?
Yeah, he explained the whole thing and I was like, oh, that was one of the ones like...
She took it overboard?
Yeah. Well, the neighbors kind of...
Oh, and they was arguing and shit, and so the cops was called, obviously.
Like when David Banner force gave somebody head. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, I ain't talk about that.
This nigga said,
"I ain't talk about."
Wait, I want to talk about the pudding thing. That seems more interesting to me.
Than force giving somebody.
Some girl, she force gave a head. Like it was like,
yo, how could you head rape somebody?
Yeah, that was the question. Like, I'm not laughing about no kind of rape.
Yeah,
me neither. That's why I'm saying when it happened, I was like, what the fuck?
He said, I'm not laughing.
But yeah, niggas throw.
I guess we can't go there.
Yeah. I'm not fucking with that topic.
We kind of went there. But fuck, I'm just saying, I never heard of that happening.
That's funny. All of that shit is funny. The pudding
pudding?
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know about no force rape, no head rape, dog. I don't know.
I ain't know about going to jail for a food fight. Nigga. This nigga's doing
pudding. Is it Jello pudding?
You catch your charges, dog. This nigga 6'9 walking away with 47 years.
He had to tell on everybody.
This nigga drove him like, I ain't saying shit. Like, all right. 1 year, pudding. Like, oh no.
Over pudding?
We can't even have you
over
throwing pudding.
Over pudding.
Like, he's a menace to society.
Throwing
lock
pudding.
His black ass up.
You threw pudding in this woman's face? Look at her face.
you think while he's in jail, they won't allow him pudding on pudding day or whatever?
They're going to be watching him.
One day, everybody gets pudding. Can't have pudding.
They're going to give him a straw.
She threw the pudding at him first.
They're going to put his pudding in the cup.
He picked up his pudding. They were both eating pudding. She threw pudding and he threw his pudding.
Who the fuck eats pudding?
It was banana pudding.
It was banana pudding.
That could be a
salt. Hey, calm down.
Okay, see, the news ain't going to tell you
different.
That.
Yeah.
I be thinking about
drugs in there.
That's
I'm thinking
dangerous.
Snack packs. I'm thinking they eat snack packs.
I'm thinking like a plastic.
Or like somebody made some powdered pudding like Bill Cosby pudding.
Okay.
Peel the top off of it, like, baby.
They just in the kitchen eating snack
Lisa?
Packs.
What the
shit.
Fuck you mean, who's Lisa?
What happened?
That's what I had to clarify. They was eating banana pudding. I think
they're
talking about Bill Cosby's pudding.
That's what I'm talking about.
I ain't seen a bowl of pudding in like
with vanilla
fucking 30 years, my nigga.
You know what? It actually makes it even weirder that they're not eating pudding at it. Like, who makes pudding?
No, banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
That's an African American delicacy.
That's like a dessert.
Still?
With a vanilla wafer.
Yes. If you got a girl who can make good banana pudding, you got
that's like a slice of cake. Yeah. I'm just eating a slice
banana
of cake.
Banana pudding, peach cobbler.
Random.
Banana pudding, peach. Like last time we talked about like the levels of where, you know, you would put your barbecue shit. Like barbecue desserts, it's probably like...
Don't leave out sweet potato pie, my nigga.
I was going to say, nah, dog.
You said banana pudding.
Sweet potato pie.
Yeah, then...
Maybe apple pie.
Peach cobbler could get in the mix with anything else. Like, you know what I mean? Peach cobbler ain't necessarily...
Peach cobbler is just a big pie, isn't it?
Red velvet cake.
Technically, it's just a big pie.
Sweet potato pie.
No, rum cake. Rum cake? Oh,
Rum cake over red velvet? Red velvet ain't nothing but chocolate cake. Yo, don't be sad in this situation. Red velvet cake is chocolate cake.
It don't taste like chocolate.
Because the icing is cream cheese with walnuts. That's the only difference, my nigga.
Hold on, niggas put walnuts and cream in a.
It's walnuts and cream cheese.
And what?
Red velvet cake. That's what make it red velvet cake is the frosting.
I ain't talking about no red velvet cake.
The original recipe for red velvet cake used to have beetles in it. That's how it
used to have beetles.
Before they had red food dye, that's how they used to get it red.
I don't know, bro.
See, that's just Thanksgiving.
I just heard what I heard.
Yeah, sweet potato pie, man. Hands down, dog.
It's blue velvet cake. cake too.
Some whipped cream. Like,
year round.
What about German chocolate? We just gonna leave that out?
Yeah,
we're
I think it's just out. Chocolate cake. Why German chocolate? Like,
everybody don't make German chocolate, though.
Yeah, just everybody you make chocolate cake.
Cheesecake before German chocolate, my nigga.
Cheesecake before German
cheesecake.
I think just chocolate cake before even cheesecake.
Yeah.
German chocolate.
Regular chocolate cake, like the chocolate cake you get at your auntie's house and it'd be like two layers.
Yeah, it's just chocolate.
But don't, yeah, not everybody likes chocolate, though.
You gotta have ice cream with it.
So why, you like German chocolate only? Like,
I mean,
I don't know
why you gotta get fancy with German chocolate. That's an absolute different type of chocolate cake. You know that, right?
Yeah, no.
German chocolate cake got a certain type of frosting on it.
Yeah,
like, you gotta know how to make it. Yeah, so everybody ain't making that. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's such a delicacy. It's like, damn, this bitch made a German chocolate.
Guess what, though?
That's enough for me, dog.
Yeah, that's like strawberry shortcake.
I ain't never had one of those.
Nigga,
strawberry shortcake is the shit though.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to leave here when you leave, nigga. Go to Publix.
I'm gonna make some good baklava.
Get some pound cake.
It's like it's all on the list of desserts.
Get some strawberries and strawberry syrup and make a strawberry shortcake. That shit.
Okay, what's the weirdest, most delicious thing? Like some shit you motherfucker won't never hear about, but you ate that shit and was like, this is my shit now.
Dessert wise? What you mean, like
dessert
that
or
you could buy?
Like food. Like
anything.
You've been a lot of places.
It could
you've
be like a rabbit foot. Nah, okay. You know what's good to me though, that a lot of people don't fuck with? Gator bites. Them gators.
Those are good, but it's not something that
If I'm somewhere and I see that on the menu, I'm ordering.
Well, I mean, that's why I don't know. A lot of people don't eat, but they probably would if they knew how good it is. Shark steak.
See, I don't know.
Shark steak.
Yeah. I've had shark before. Shark steak. Like, I don't know what shark steak is, but I've had shark.
You had what?
You had shark steak.
You had, so you probably had a shark steak.
I mean, how can it be? One of my best friends growing up was Lithuanian.
You probably had shark steak.
I had a lot of shark.
I ain't never had shark steak. What you said was?
It's a different taste.
Shark. Oh, you
don't got to put too much salt on salt, though.
Hell no.
Because it already comes in salt water.
Yeah, it's already salty.
Oh, shit.
I'm saying pause. That's what.
Yeah, that's like a weird taste.
Yeah. Nah,
I like octopus, grilled octopus.
Oh, yeah, I don't like
so
calamari.
It's calamari though, right?
Yeah. Calamari squid. That's
calamari off the chain, B. Calamari that marinara sauce. Dip that
octopus.
Shit.
Octopus is different animal.
The rings. I like the rings. More than the little. More than the
feet. Calamari is different.
But you gotta be careful.
It still has a little like bubbles on it. Little suction.
Because a lot of restaurants got sued.
So fucking good. They put it over like grill.
They were using what?
Pig anus and making it and then saying it was calamari.
Pig ass.
He's actually
right.
I heard that.
Asshole.
He's not wrong on this.
That's calamari.
Who? What restaurants? Let's call them out.
Not a lot of restaurants. It wasn't a lot of restaurants. Don't receive misinformation. Fake news.
A lot of restaurants.
There was a few restaurants that got caught with pig anuses. It was like a shipment from China. And I don't even think it was here. I think it was in China.
Okay.
So. They were using the See, like we ain't even the be sphincter, concerned. Like the whole thing.
Yeah, I get it. The rings. Okay. They ended up being the rings. Okay.
Yeah.
He said it was in China. In China.
I don't think it was here in the States.
I can't even. Well, it must have been some Chinese spots then.
It might have been. You never.
Because we look forward to fact checking emails next week.
Olive Garden not doing that.
You motherfuckers eating chitlins.
I know Olive Garden.
You really eating chitlins.
Nigga, you leaving there sick as fuck if you doing that, my nigga.
They were just frying it in, like, you know, the same grease.
Nah, son.
People were like, yeah, calamari.
Niggas back there battering hog ass. No, what the fuck? No.
Yeah, dog. The boy fried up booty in the back.
Booty home.
Beer battered pig booty. Beer battered pig booty.
You know, pig ass, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I swear,
but
I found out this place I done ate at.
Nah, it's
a little nutty.
I know what calamari tastes like. I ain't eating no pig. Ain't no way.
Cut my tongue out.
I'll be like Jim Carrey on Pet Detective. I find out.
Yeah. Cut my tongue out. You can go ahead and cut that shit out. Skin it. Nigga, give me a whole new tongue
hey,
skin.
Hey, listen. I think statistically, five of us at this table eat calamari. We've probably been eating it our whole lives. One of us has had to have encountered one of these booty holes.
I only eat calamari from certain places, so I already know.
You totally know that it wasn't booty hole. I'm
nope.
Sure you
nope.
But that's human booty hole. That's
I'm not saying it's human. I'm just saying there's a possibility that one of us is eating
calamari. I ain't going, like, for instance, I'm not going to, like, Applebee's and getting calamari. Nothing against Applebee's, but they probably don't specialize.
It's called Applebee's sponsoring us no time.
It comes in a bag of.
I ain't been to Applebee's since I was like 12, 13.
Damn, we just lost that one. All right. The Chili's is fucking delicious, right? You know?
No, fuck them, man.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Fuck Applebee's.
Chili's is the finest ingredient. Yeah,
fuck Applebee's, man. Take it to a better.
Bag cereal, booty-o's.
Boston.
Man, pure pork anus.
I can't help but picture a booty hole when you say that.
Oh, try new chocolate German.
German chocolate booty hole.
German chocolate booty hole.
I can't eat them no more.
German, you think you fight over the end piece with the...
Let me get the last piece.
Hey,
let me
get the last
piece. I like the crispy.
A cow's ass the entire time.
They ain't that asshole, though.
No, I ain't eating
that. So, hold up, though, man. The question was...
Yeah, we got way...
There was a question?
Way off the shit.
What was the question, nigga?
Oh, what was the weirdest shit you ever ate?
Yeah.
Weirdest,
yeah.
Most delicious.
Don't he said weirdest. Shark. I said gator.
If you eat cow,
this nigga said pig. What? Ass,
I mean, after that commentary.
I didn't say it was the. I didn't say.
No, he ate, Eddie said it was good.
After pig that ass. Commentary, if you ate calamari, there's a good chance you ate booty. Pork booty, that is. So, hey, deep, I guess that's the most weirdest thing at this point that everybody else thinks.
Deep
ate.
Fried pork booty, man. That's fucked up.
I'm good. Booty rings.
Well, I mean, if you eat pork rinds, booty rings. If you eat pork rinds, you probably ate pork booty hoe anyway.
I mean,
anyway.
If you eat ass, it's like, you can't really say nothing. If it's man, delicious, you eat ass.
Yeah, if you've eaten a hot dog, you've eaten pig's ass. Exactly. Just put it out there.
Fucked up shit, you
cracklings, all that shit. That's the enemy.
You ain't eating pig ass.
Being a sausage, yeah, they delicious, they ain't but you know they made out of, right?
Spam, they ain't nothing but booty hole, man.
Exactly. So, you know.
But then the calamari rings look like this.
It's like, that's why I'm like, you know what? On second thought, give me all tentacles, nigga. I want all tentacles. Can you do that? Can you order calamari like niggas order rings?
I ain't never seen those long.
You know how you get all calamari flats. Rings. You know how you get all flats. Can I get an order of calamari, all tentacles, please? All tentacles.
Head, body part.
Hot lemon tentacles. Pepper.
I'm back professional. Back to the question. Yeah.
most delicious and
you know what's funny is they probably have like a booty hole test.
Dude's walking out of the kitchen. Excuse me, waiter. This booty hole. How do you know, sir? How do you know, sir? I tested it. You pick up a plastic bag. It's like labeled and shit. A little temperature. Like you
the specimen
in the
is right here.
Right here. You pick up some tweezers and shit. Right here, sir. I tested it. It's booty. It's booty hole.
This is definitely going to be helpful.
I got this pork light.
Can I speak to the
on
chef?
On Amazon please? For $12.
Can I speak to the chef, please?
Tell you something's pork.
Chef, come back. Yes, farm raised booty hole.
Farm raised?
It's not wild booty hole, so you ain't got to worry. It's farm raised booty hole. It's been a controlled environment.
Nothing but all natural ingredients.
I gotta relax.
Is it this booty hole?
So you never eat booty hole again? You know,
nah, calamari do be like
I'm eating calamari, bro.
No, man, it's calamari. The same shit.
I'm just eating the tentacles from now on. I'm ordering it like niggas order wings instead of ordering all flats. I'm like, give me all tentacles, dude.
I'm going
all
vegan tentacles. After this show.
All tentacles. All tentacles.
Beware.
Because I ain't trusting
you
that
you could
shit.
Be eating booty hole. Yeah.
Booty
and
hole.
All you motherfuckers on that keto diet, man, hey, it does give you a different smell.
What is a keto diet?
A keto diet is like no veggies.
You eat all meat.
All meat?
All meat.
No, the keto is not no veggies all
meat.
You eat raw meat.
No, it's not.
Twice a day.
No, I'm a raw meat guy.
No, it's
hey, Siri, what's a keto diet?
That's why your breath is stinking. That's why your breath be stinking.
No, the keto
meat.
Diet does change your, like, you know.
Eating already. Raw meat.
Diet and high shit. Fat, protein, yeah. Low carbs.
Why are you yelling, bro?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
No, God, no, damn. You're yelling, bro. Like, you're not talking. You're yelling.
And we don't even want to know.
Like, he's projecting.
I want to know.
I don't even want to know what's in the keto diet.
No, yeah, man. Who gives a fuck? I was on it, actually. And it's definitely not no veggies, dog. It's just no carbs.
So why did you get off the keto diet?
No carbohydrates. Because it was my birthday, and I was like, fuck that. I'm not about to be restricted by no fucking diet on my birthday. Like, nigga, it's my birthday.
And you didn't go right back to it? You could have went right back to it.
Hell nah. I celebrated
wait,
my
so
birthday
the no
month.
No carbs diet. Isn't that the Atkinson diet?
Yeah,
yeah, it's something like
same
that.
Same shit, just different name?
Yeah, but it's
I'm on the not. Eat like a fat fuck diet.
Yeah,
That's all.
No, but Sony, that's
like a good
diet.
That's yeah, like a good one.
Not eat like a fat fuck. Yeah.
Would you like extra cheese with that? Sir? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah, that's
you want us to supersize it? No.
You want to let us? I'll take a regular large.
Sure, it's only 3 cents.
Now, they ask you now, like, do you want a medium or large?
They don't even ask you.
Why is it in different sizes? Like, give me the sizes in the picture.
They don't do small. Small's not a thing.
Let me get whatever.
No, but no, that's what I'm saying. Is it actually is? They just
don't. Yeah,
they say medium or large. You're like, no, give me the small option. Okay, small.
I don't want a 42-ounce Coke and enough fries for me and this nigga.
For real.
I just want enough fries to make it through my sandwich and then, you know, drink enough juice or liquid to fucking.
If you really knew what your portion size should be.
No, that's why I don't get that shit. Now, I go to the drive-thru and be like, just let me get the sandwich. And they be like, just the sandwich?
Yeah, are
bitch.
You fucking crazy?
Yeah, bitch. I don't want to
talk
about the extra
they got stock in the company and shit like that. Buy more. What do you mean?
Is your own commission or something?
Only want the fucking sandwich.
I mean, it's just $3 more, sir. Like, keep. All right, I know.
Hold on. Hey, so you. So hold on. You might be a Nazi. So you only ordered like the.
Sometimes.
You only ordered a sandwich?
Think about this shit, bro. Like, all the grease that be in that shit, they cooking shit.
Wait, hold on. What sandwich? Like, do you show, like, give me, like, the dollar value sandwich?
No.
Give me the whole, like.
I'm telling you, I go, like.
Give me the
water. I don't fuck with, like, red meat. So it's not McDonald's or Burger King. Like, so say I go to Arby's or something or Chick-fil-A.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Arby's got the sandwich. Arby's got what the fuck? Arby's got the fresh meat sandwich, bro. Like,
fuck, nobody eats that shit.
Shit, I do.
They got good curly fries. I just stop trying to get the fries.
Now Arby's sauce be 20.
But that's why I say no goodness. Y'all missing my point.
Hold on, let him continue.
This motherfucker talk about curly fries. I said I go just for the sandwich. Like, I know
I go just for the fries.
The curly fries be hitting, but them just be greasy as fuck. So I go get the sandwich.
Well, we're getting that Arby's sauce.
And you know, instead of going, I don't
think.
I don't really fuck with Subway. I don't really fuck with Subway. So where you going to get
Arby's? Brought to you by Arby's.
And what would you say?
Where you going to get a sandwich from, my nigga?
Okay, welcome to Chick-fil-A. It's a great day at Chick-fil-A. God has blessed us all.
Well, I'm talking about. I ain't talking about a fried sandwich. Like I'm talking about a sandwich, nigga. Like me, like cold cuts, lettuce, tomato.
When the last time you had a gangsta ass sandwich, though?
Nigga, at Arby's the other day, my nigga.
They make, hold on, so Arby's hitting like that, though, for real?
Nigga, they make big ass sandwiches. Deli sandwiches.
They do, but they're not that good. They're all right.
See, you make the Scooby-Doo joint. Yeah,
yeah.
He
makes those fucking Donald Duck unrealistic ass, I'm really fucking hungry ass sandwiches.
No, I gotta have the good bread, though. You gotta have the good bread.
Yeah, it's all about the bread. It's all about the bread.
Hell no, you can't do that with no sandwich bread. You got some good bread.
See, you go to Arby's, nigga, they got the brioche bun. They put the mayo, the bacon. I don't feel like frying bacon and all that shit. They got the turkey sliced up, all good. Give me my sandwich stacked up. All
right, man.
So you just getting the sandwich at Arby's.
I'm just getting a sandwich.
No fries.
And a Jamocha shake.
I love the Jamocha
shake. This motherfucker, the Jamocha shake, that's fucking you up too.
No, it ain't. It got enough calories in it, bro.
That shit is good for you.
Yeah, it got,
that shit got protein in it. It got enough calories in it.
300 punk ass calories.
She makes your dick bigger, bro. It's Jamocha.
Yeah, it's Jamocha. Make your dick bigger.
Again, high class dirt bags brought to you by Arby's.
So that's why they got that big ass hat. That ain't a hat. That's a condom, man. You gotta hold it sideways. That's a big ass condom. Niggas think it's a hat.
My nigga, if Arby's made your dick bigger, I would be an Arby's fiend. Nigga, I got 13,000 Chick-fil-A points. I would have 13,000 Arby's.
You got a good soul, I guess.
Hey, you know what? One day
that
when
counts
you
get
up
there,
go to Arby's and get a sandwich.
We gonna go to Arby's.
Listen,
let's go.
Don't get no roast beef or no fried chicken. Get a market fresh jar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bro,
I
went there. Bro, because I know he's gonna go to Arby's and get like a double roast beef melt, and then come back like, yo, that shit was nasty. As
yo,
fuck.
You get extra cheese for $0.04, dude.
No,
it's a dime.
No, don't go to Arby's.
Let the biggie sizes, motherfucker, for a penny.
Don't get the roast.
Hell yeah.
Don't get the roast.
God damn.
Dude, eventually it's gonna be like, you want a biggie size? It'd save 20 cents.
Boy, we gonna give you 20 cents if you biggie size this shit.
Biggie size.
We giving this shit away. This shit ain't no good for nothing.
No, listen. Y'all remember when McDonald's had that buy one meal, get the second meal for like a penny shit?
Hell no. Yeah. What?
Yeah, it was like buy one Happy Meal.
It was like buy Big Mac.
When I was in high school, they had the 59-cent cheeseburgers on Thursday. 59-cent cheeseburgers on Thursday. Everybody jailbreaking.
Did they start in high school, middle school?
We talk about
tacos for $5
and shit.
Taco Bell.
10
times. Like 10 bucks. Yeah, like 5 bucks. That shit was
high, man.
Now it's like 21
dollars. Yeah. Right,
in
30
minutes, you
get 12 low ass joint tacos.
All right, man. I'm about to switch it up, man.
What kind of hot sauce you doing?
I'm about to. I need some.
Fire, you going hotter than hot?
All right, guys. Nobody gives a fuck about chicken sandwiches.
No, we talking about tacos now. No, we don't give a fuck about. We talking about tacos.
And nobody gives a fuck about Latin American sandwiches, though.
Oh, shit.
That's all the taco
Damn,
is.
Bro. Oh,
that's
shit.
That's a fucking taco. I love tacos.
Taco
y'all
in a sandwich.
Joke. Y'all missed the joke. When you watch it back, y'all gonna catch it and be like, boy, hell no.
Yeah, dog. I'm trying to tell you, dog.
How you gonna diss Taco Bell, man?
I love tacos, exactly. Dog. Don't get me wrong, but all it is a fucking sandwich, dog. All tortillas.
That is.
Bread.
It's not a sandwich.
Hey,
it's
I agree
sandwich,
with you, dog. But you probably
it's
pissed off all.
Yeah, man, it's a taco, but it's a sandwich.
So what's a fajita? Is a fajita a sandwich, too?
It's a sandwich.
That bitch got two pieces of bread, don't
nah.
it?
So
a
fajita is a sandwich they make yourself?
Listen, if it got if it has bread around it,
hey, you piece of shit,
if it has bread around it, it's a fucking sandwich. Yeah, that's all. It's plain that simple.
No.
Yes.
So a pizza is a sandwich?
Hot dog's a sandwich?
Yeah, hot dog's a sandwich.
What you mean?
Sandwich. We ain't gonna do this, man. We're not doing this.
So pizza is not a pizza sandwich?
We're not doing this.
Yes.
You can't put on extra words because it suits you. A pizza is a pizza, motherfucker. You don't say a pizza sandwich.
That's what everybody says, though.
It's a pizza, nigga.
Hey, you don't tell me
it's a pizza sandwich. Just a pizza sandwich.
Don't tell me about
like an empanada. You don't say it's an empanada sandwich.
A croissant. If I cut that bitch in half right now and put something in between, it's a sandwich.
Sandwich. Yeah.
It's a sandwich.
Hey, if you got
if I cut a tortilla,
if you're in there with two women, you're sandwiched in. So damn, it's a sandwich there too.
But a hot dog is not a sandwich because of what's in it, and the taco not a sandwich because of what's in it.
If you put a hot dog on a sandwich bread.
So I got to put
chicken. It's a hot dog sandwich.
It's a hot dog sandwich.
No homo, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think that one deserves it.
I think if it was like, it would be like sandwich up on the map and then all the things that would classify.
Yeah, like sandwich is like the dad.
They all define
the parents and then everything else come off.
I don't think taco would be on that.
I think taco would be in it.
Think so?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
It's meat.
Taco.
And two pieces of bread.
No, taco ain't got nothing to do with a sandwich.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think like
anything when, between bread.
It's like, it's like cousin. All right.
No
like,
more sandwich and taco talk, man.
They're like blacks and Dominicans.
We about to get on something funny, bro.
Like the same.
We about to get on some funny shit, man. Like, all right, man. I'm about to go left real quick. All right, man.
Hold your hold on to your britches. Here we go.
Let's see.
And one at the bottom was kind of dope.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna go. That's what I was gonna go to, man.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to. All right, man. Everybody, man, we're gonna go around, man. Top five greatest porn categories of all time.
Top five?
Yes! Yes!
My mom listens to this shit, dude. No.
What, you need five?
You fucking geek. I want to go last.
Oh, your mom listens to it? That's even better.
I want to go last, but I want to hear JR for some reason. I don't know why.
No. I don't want to focus on my porn.
Should nobody at this table be like, I want to hear what the next nigga shit is.
Yo, this nigga just killed me with this
Listen,
shit.
Listen, I am not divulging my Google search.
No!
Yeah, change the subject.
That's
man.
Fucked up. Y'all want to do it?
You got too excited, nigga. Next time you change
this. This is my favorite category of all time. I ask women this like as friends. All my homegirls.
Oh, yeah. Hey, mic's off. We'll talk about this for days.
Yeah.
I don't need these motherfuckers.
You don't want to talk about
what
it.
You mean? I know all my homegirls.
Listen, some things are
I'm not ashamed.
I don't know. Who knows?
Top five, but it's all good. We ain't got to talk about that
shit. No, it ain't good. It could be the consistent top five. How about that? So we all
top five.
And also it changes over the years. I mean, what is now and when?
That's true. That's true. That's true. It changed about every 3 to 5 years.
I could be embarrassed when I'm ashamed. What I like right now.
Every 3 to 5 years, it changed. Yeah, it do. You might see some shit on accident and be like,
Nobody act like they don't watch no porn though.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy though.
That's kind of crazy.
So okay, let's say.
No, that's a lie because everybody be on Instagram. Instagram after dark. Like, shit.
Yeah, everybody either have watched or
I know people who
watch.
Like deliberately don't watch porn. Deliberately.
But they have.
What do you mean deliberately? Like
yeah, like if you pull up the show, they would act like I know grown men 40 years old plus. If you pulled up porn, they would be like, what the fuck is that?
Either you do or you don't though. Like
I don't get how you deliberately don't watch porn.
Deliberately. Like you gotta fight it every day.
That's not like they used to watch porn.
Like you come home from work and gotta tell yourself, no.
No.
Do like hour long lunch
break. One day at a time.
Throw your phone and shit. Throw your phone across the room.
No.
No. Hour long lunch break. No, I'm not gonna do it.
It ain't like that.
I'm not gonna do it.
It ain't like that at all.
So anybody gonna go or what? We gonna
let it? Can't do this. Nah, time? Man. I guess we gonna float on, man.
We took a detour. That road was closed. We construction. Wonder, man. We gotta get off the exit early, bro.
Why, sorry. Bro? That's so dope.
Construction.
Because it's nobody's like, business.
It's gonna be like the hills have eyes. Keep going past this point.
Yeah.
It's gonna get real dangerous.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope, my friend.
No, it's a horror scene on the other side.
You was hype about that, so
it's a that motherfucker.
I was interested to hear what
he said. Yes.
No, because you wanted to go first. So.
No, Jula, he brought up something like, yeah, because at 18, everything got me off. Everything.
Of course, nigga, get your hormones bouncing off the wall.
One titty, I'm good.
Yeah. It didn't even have to be a titty, yeah, bro.
It could be like a stiff back rub, and I'm like, all right, cool. This cool. But now it's like, I need like a, like Chris Rock said, man, I kind of need like a porn, like, you know, like a margarita.
Like a cocktail, yeah.
Yeah, I need a porn cocktail.
You got like four different screens and I'm swiping between.
No. Yes. One on 70-inch, one on the MacBook, one on the iPad, one on the phone.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah. It's going down like that now.
No.
It's going down like that.
No. Time it perfectly with the neighbors. Like,
That's way too much action, girl. All
right, man.
Way too much action.
He wants to get his football on Sunday.
All right, man. Yeah. All right. Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Exactly. You got like the red zone.
Oh my god, he got the package.
Yo, bro. What if it was a red zone channel for porn, bro?
Like,
he's about to bust a nut.
It's showing all the money shots. You're like, oh, here you go.
Fourth and goal. Here you go.
Hey,
no,
you said
illegal touching.
I want to let that. He's going to continue. We'll come back to this.
I stick to like one. I stick to like one.
Holding.
And roll with that.
So one video, you straight.
I'm talking about like one site. You got like seven sites.
Yeah, I don't need all them screens.
It could be one site open. Seven times.
I don't need all them screens. Nah. You don't need all them screens. You need one screen up, bro.
I just need me a quick one. Bow.
He's a psychopath.
Yo, do you feel good? Hey, you feel bad about yourself after you do it?
How fuck is a psychopath? Awesome.
You don't feel bad
that.
About yourself?
I needed that shit.
You ever do it one time and then felt bad about yourself? I probably shouldn't have done it.
You ever go analog?
Analog.
Like just go completely no screen, all imagination. No, like,
spank bang.
Exactly. You're in the shower, you're like, what up?
Yeah, that's dick abuse, though. Why would you do that to your penis?
You didn't go up doing it? Like,
you gotta go.
Like, you know, you're trying to lie. Everywhere.
But once the iPhone came out, game over.
I still use my phone to jerk off.
Unlimited data?
No.
Now you're being lazy.
I have a reason.
You're being real lazy.
What do you use? What the fuck?
You're being lazy.
On the computer.
Unlimited data.
You gotta set us like a situation.
No, I'm not. What are you jerking off that you can't get to your
Tell
computer?
Tell me this. Do you set a situation up?
What do you mean?
Like, do you set the mood for yourself?
No,
I ain't say like candles.
I know what you mean. Like, everything is right.
You
in
your good chair, you put the blanket on your good chair, you put your blanket down because you don't want your bare ass.
I go to bed because I usually just go right to sleep.
You want your bare ass on the chair.
No, you don't get yourself drunk. I'm so tipsy. I had too much.
We already passed the roadblock.
We're still going that way. I'm trying to figure out every time.
Listen, I don't need details of what the fuck's going on in here. All right, like you
every time the computer.
I have security cams, iPhone. If somebody wants to know, they already know all the shit.
I got a question for everybody, man.
Every time the computer.
And then we go get off of this.
You telling me?
Every time I say go analog.
You telling me? You telling yourself? I said you said you wasn't gonna do it.
So I got a question, man.
Yeah. But seriously, you should try analog. It's a whole. It's like
somebody.
It's like getting stoned for the first time. You get like that high.
Ain't nobody's doing that, man. No. You doing that?
Try it.
No.
Nah, man. I ain't gonna add a lot, man. I'm try digital. It, man. You call.
No, not dry digging. All imagination. No, like,
what's Riz's name? Bobby
if
Digital?
You can call me Bobby Digital, baby.
You gotta get one.
That's too much imagination, bro.
No, it isn't.
Too much imagination.
I'm telling you. Sometimes the older ways are better, bro. I'm telling you.
That ain't the older one.
You say that until you get stuck with dial up in the middle of the country, dog. And that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like,
that's too much. Like, you gotta be too much.
I was on the road for 8 months. There were times where I didn't have any service. I had to use what I had.
You gotta be too much in your thoughts to do that. Think about
it. And it was like,
you gotta drown everything out for the moments that you're doing.
Fuck that, dog.
I gotta be like alert.
I'm going digital.
Somebody break in your house and you going analog. You don't know who the fuck broke in.
That should sound like damn Knight Rider.
First options.
I'm digital, baby.
Mad buffering.
If I'm like he said, he was somewhere.
Unlimited data? Shit, boy.
I was deployed for 9 months. Hey, man, fact is,
you gotta use your imagination sometimes.
When you pay for unlimited data, push it to the limit.
And also, a good way to not get like. I've been at work, hold and on, my phone
boy.
Just opens up to the most random shit that I've used in my phone, like some website.
In an extreme, situation. Extreme situation.
I was embarrassed once when Fox News started playing in my pocket.
Push that data to the limit, man.
No,
straight up, dog. I hit him to the dabbit, to the data.
He
be like,
the phone
you,
out. I was like, nigga,
you get that alert. You get that alert. Yeah, your speeds will slow down for the next, like, to the next business cycle. Like, yeah, my bad. I've been tearing it up this month.
You better switch that shit to Wi-Fi. Log on to
the
Wi-Fi.
Data. Fuck that, man.
Like,
shit.
Shit.
What? I refuse to jack off on my phone, dog.
You know why?
Yeah, you know why. You know why?
You know I am not living that situation. I thought.
Nah, dog.
You said you refused to jack off on off
yeah,
the phone.
Dog. Yeah, dog.
So what did you do?
Yeah.
Shit, dog.
Use your computer. Use any other means.
Laptop.
Something, dog.
You don't know.
Nah.
I am.
Laptop's personal.
It is the land. Of, it is the time of HD. You can't. Something. Yeah.
I mean, you got a burner phone, dog. Gotta have a burner phone
iPad,
with no contact.
All you gotta do is go into like the private mode, and then
I got a burner phone with no contact.
Close the window, delete
so
your
nobody
history.
Nobody can call that motherfucker. No nothing. It's just strictly for porn.
I mean, ain't no big deal, bro.
Straight up, dog.
Ain't no big deal.
You know why? Because you don't want to be jacking
exactly,
off. And because the day and age we living in, where they got picture contacts and it automatically syncs to everybody.
Your mom calls.
Your mom calls.
No, you better be.
You gotta look at that picture.
See, that's
your mom with the, you know, at Six Flags and shit.
You don't just do it in like the middle of the day. Like you be classy about your jack off time.
Yo, you don't have a Jewish mother. They call it all time.
My mom ain't Jewish.
Goddamn, man. Like, goddamn.
Clearly, my mom ain't
Jewish. You fucking me up, mom. Like, goddamn.
That'll fuck your whole life up. Right?
And what if you do want a day jerk? What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with day jerking. I'm just saying, like, know when your mama ain't gonna call you while you day jerking.
It's like a fine brunch. You want mimosas? Nah, it's a day jerk.
Day jerk. You ain't shaking nobody hand.
Yeah.
Guilty motherfucker.
Hey, people do that shit.
Yeah, motherfucker stupid. All right, man. So this right here, man, this question came from somebody who asked me on the streets, man. They was like, hey, man, like, because I was telling them we do the podcast. I told them what we was talking about. And it was like, oh, man, you should ask this question because I was faced with this shit some years ago. All right, man. If you was, this is what if time.
That don't sound like a good what if. I'm not doing it, nigga.
Yeah, nah, man. But you know, he was like, he was at a job, you know, nice, good job, and company party, you know what I'm saying? Film business, company party, rap party, whatever. One of his bosses, let's say, shall we say, asked him come home with him and his wife. And he was like, yo, you know, he asked him to beat his wife down in front of him. You know what I'm saying? And the dude was like, yeah, man, I'll give you promotion and all that shit.
I'll give you a promotion?
Yeah, that type shit. Yeah, for real. Like,
so it was like a job advancement, too?
Yeah, like, yeah.
What? I give you a promotion, too?
I gotta change the shit like that.
Yeah.
How about you just give me some
bread? He said he didn't.
But
do
that's
it.
Like a con. Like, that's I more bread.
Nah, then I gotta see you all the time. No.
He said
you work for him, though.
He said he didn't.
I quit.
He said... I mean, I guess she was pretty bad, but he was like, he said he didn't do it. But he was like, it was a good question to ask.
That is a good question. I wouldn't do it in front of him either.
In the corner, dog.
Like, let me take her out on a date or something, bro. Me and her.
Shit, we about to go over here. Stay in there, nigga.
I'm personally like, nah, man, I'm good, bro. Like, I don't blame him. I would have been like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I used to wait tables. I waited for like many years.
This ain't This ain't about you, though.
This is about me. Because it's a funny story.
What's your answer? Then tell your story.
No. Well, for promotion, yeah.
He wanted to tell him stuff. You see how he just anyway, wanted he just wanted to gloss over the fact that he didn't do shit.
I could have given you an answer after that.
No. But we ain't got time for that.
We have time to burn.
No.
All right, easy question. No stories. Bro. Move on, everybody. Let's go. No.
There ain't no story.
We wanted your answer first. Now tell the story.
Nah, I don't
want it. Yeah, what's the story?
Move on.
Man?
No, it's move on.
So you was about to get down and dirty.
Move
now.
On.
You changed.
Story's gone.
The story's gone.
Somebody asked you to take you back in the kitchen.
Question. Yeah, Eddie Kane would do that.
Help him rub one now.
I'd probably do it for no promotion, honestly.
Oh, GP.
We know
I'm
that.
GP. I mean, man. Hey,
for promotion, I'd probably do it.
And for those who don't know what GP is, it's general purposes.
So no reason at all.
That's not like your boss, like, hey, man, I like you, man. Come on over.
You ain't thinking about the future repercussions or
what repercussions?
Nigga, for every action, it's a reaction.
Yeah, it's a promotion. I'm thinking of
no,
you know,
fuck that. No,
I want
to. Oh, the GP, no. You told me to fuck your wife.
That's too much information flowing out there.
It's
that's
probably
too
like
much.
You're telling,
we know too much about each other.
So wait, hold on.
You done seen my balls and shit.
Wait, hold on. Here's the thing. You don't think there'll be any repercussions if you're saying no?
I'm never gonna be asshole naked in the room with another dude.
No, there's a dude behind your back.
Let alone my boss. So if he can get you to do that for the promotion, then the next thing he gonna try to get you to do something else for a promotion. Let me join next time.
Yeah,
or I'm gonna tell everybody.
You already deep in.
Now your butt. Now your butt owned by your boss.
Spit roast your wife.
I'm good on that. Now you ready to sell your butt?
Spit roast your wife, dog. That ain't shit on me, dog. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm fuck. Who me the fucker?
Yeah, and then, okay, so you fuck her and then he asks you to do something else the next time.
What else? What is the next?
You know what's coming next.
I don't know what's coming next.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gonna join
it. He gonna bareback your ass.
Bareback me?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Why would he wanna fuck me?
Why would he wanna watch you fuck his wife, nigga?
I know some dudes who like to see their wife get
pushed. I don't know nobody who wanna watch somebody else fuck their wife, let alone somebody they work with. See,
there's a whole
category
them.
Of Pornhub about this.
Yeah, there's a whole like, there's a whole term for it.
What?
There's a whole term for it.
I know it's a term for it, but I'm saying, motherfuckers, I don't know no motherfuckers.
Yeah, like
how the thing is, you don't know no motherfuckers.
No, that's a whole
that's
category.
Crazy, man. But
you know a lot of people, dude. You know a lot of people in the funny business.
I don't know nobody that want to do that.
All right.
I promise you, y'all probably do it, man. That's fucking funny. I don't see why somebody would do that with somebody that they work with. That's what I'm saying.
I don't see why a bunch of people would do a bunch of shit. Doesn't mean they're not doing it.
Hey, I like JR.
You gotta think about it.
Because that shit gonna turn weird real quick when he touch you.
You gotta think about Monday.
Wants you to get into it and forget he in the room.
What if you're at work?
You should feel an extra hand on you.
Y'all at work at Monday and he pinching your ass and shit, winking at you and shit.
No, he's like, what if he's at his, do you make goons? Like, you have to sit all the way in the back room while I do it here.
I know you with the shit.
I get a promotion. Office on the other side. Boom. Let's do it.
I know you with the shit. You
might hear some undisclosed flapping noises occasionally.
I totally wore myself out.
Yeah, and you let him pinch your booty.
No, that's part of the contract. No, we get all this on paper.
No fucking contract.
We get all this on paper.
Ain't no contract. Ain't no contract. You open that door when you let him watch your balls.
Like, he wants me to fuck his wife.
That's what I'm saying.
Fascination with me.
Why wouldn't that be his first approach?
Exactly. No, touch your wife.
I'm not about to be an asshole.
I don't give a fuck.
My boss ain't seeing my boss.
He's trying to ease you in.
You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Getting your shirt off.
Nah.
Getting your shirt off. Wait a minute.
What if it's the other way around? What if the boss comes up to you?
Fuck
I'll give
no,
you a promotion, $1 million.
Boy, that's when you file harassment charges.
I sue with my wife.
And you sue everybody. You sue everybody. You sue the nigga who was handing out water that day. The motherfucker who was giving call sheets.
Yeah, you can sue everybody. Do that.
What?
You can also sue afterwards. If he says anything, you can
blame him. Nah, fuck that, dog.
That's
you
a
do
double
that.
Promotion.
You do that. You
he
do
made
it.
Me do it.
I don't need that business out there.
That's a no for me, dog. That's my answer.
Thank you. I don't need that business out there.
But, dog, you know how it's so funny?
It depends on me, so make an offer, I'll do it.
You know what's so funny is motherfuckers do not believe a snitcher, but they will sue a motherfucker in a heartbeat.
Bam.
But in order to sue somebody, you have to snitch.
You gotta snitch.
That shit's so fucking funny, dog.
That's true.
That shit is so fucking funny, dog.
No, I think people know that.
No, they don't. A lot of these so-called instigators don't know court proceedings.
Like, that shit, I just thought that was funny as fuck. That a lot of motherfuckers is anti-snitching, but they have no problem suing somebody, which then you have to admit to something on the stand.
I've heard some of those retarded.
It's almost kind of the worst snitching. It's like, he did it, Judge. What did he do? Well, on the night of September 7th.
I mean, that is snitching. I think it's the same thing. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Same exactly. That's what.
No, but I'm saying it's almost worse because at least like,
people know that.
In other things, you're facing like 50 years in jail.
People know that snitching.
Whereas this is like, I'm suing you because you ran into my car.
That's like, hold on. So that's like if we get into a fight and I sue you.
When a rapper sues,
snitching is when you in the game. Yeah, you're doing in the game shit.
So then it ain't snitching.
All the other shit. Nah, if you're
just telling the truth.
No, it is a different kind.
You're just telling what happened.
But you can't tell the truth when the street rules.
I agree with that 100%.
But you can't tell the truth when the street rules.
Nah. You can't.
Yeah, that's still snitching.
You can't snitching. Tell the truth.
You're supposed to plead the fifth.
You can't tell the truth for the truth. You got to say opposite. Did he shoot you? No, he didn't do it. You know damn well he tried to blow your head off.
But what is it?
The knife we found in your shoulder had his name on it. I don't know whose knife that is.
I don't know.
When it's your label, you know, you suing your label and you telling on your label, that's not snitching.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a different kind of snitching.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like voluntary snitching.
He stole from me, dog.
We didn't say these guys were gangsters.
So snitching is not if you were in committing of the crime along with the person you telling on.
I think if
me and you rob a bank and then I tell them that you was with me, that's snitching. But what if I'm just a regular dude? You rob a bank, I see you, and I know your face, and I go tell the cops that you
robbed
the bank.
That's still kind of snitching.
Is that snitching?
Not if you're just a regular going to work.
That's a witness, though.
No matter where, if I live in the hood, I could say I live upstairs from you.
But if you ain't in the hood, shit, you ain't with the hood.
Snitching is bringing somebody that ain't got shit to do with it. Like, if you get pulled over with something in your car.
You got something to do with it. I'm just telling them you got something to do with it.
Snitching. Why?
All of these.
Like, if me and you ride and we get pulled over, I know you got drugs on you, and the cop pull me out the car like, do y'all got some shit on you? And I'm like, I don't, but he do.
That's snitching.
I just cold snitched on
you. That's snitching. Because you're supposed to shut
up. That's what I'm saying. It all falls under the... Yeah. Again, yeah, it's like the same thing.
You got to be snitching.
Yeah. And it all falls
But there's
down.
A pyramid of snitching. Yeah. There's different subgenres.
Yeah. I think just getting the authorities involved is just snitching, in a sense.
What about if you were
like I'm not saying it's not a... Like, you know, if you're a witness to seeing, like, seven people murdered, yeah, like, innocent, like, you're not part of the game. You're doing... It's not a bad thing to snitch in all shapes and form. Like...
You're
just walking to go get some milk, and all of a sudden you see a slaughter in the street. You should do
so,
that.
Like I've said for years, it's not snitching if you tell it the truth.
It's still,
so Tekashi is not snitching then.
It's not snitching if you're telling.
You can tell a lie.
Okay, so what if? What if you a street dude? What if you like? What if you out there? You in the streets hustling? You don't bust your gun and all that. You might have killed somebody. You might have shot somebody. But it's like a dude out here just killing people. You snitching? You see him murder somebody cold blood. He slit somebody's throat in the alley.
I'm a firm believer in nothing has nothing to do with me. Ain't shit out here got nothing to do with me.
I'm going to tell you like this, man.
Just to clarify for the people. I know what I would do. I ain't saying shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
I am going
to
walk.
I might take him off of here myself.
All right, scenario time?
I thought just talking to the police in general.
Scenario time?
No, we don't talk to the police in general.
At this point in my life. There was a point in my life where I did live by street rules and street codes.
No,
and
all I'm an adult stuff. Now.
Like, I'm an adult. I have kids. I have 401k, mortgages. I pay HOAs and shit, dog. I don't want my neighborhood and my shit.
I would be this motherfucker. He got the joint, dog. So I'm sorry.
Like, if I walk outside my motherfucking house today or tomorrow and I see a motherfucker shoot somebody cold blood and walk off and it's my neighbor, you best believe I'm calling. I don't want this crazy motherfucker living next to me, dog.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, once you get old.
Okay, what age did that change?
As you get older, the snitching goes up. Like, you don't say shit. And then, like, you're 7 years old, just like, they're outside in the streets, officer. There's like six of them right now.
I'm calling the police.
Once you get a certain age,
once you get a certain age, it's like, hey, man, I don't. That shit ain't
fucking. It's a scale.
Yeah, like,
Like, because you know, as a kid, you're told, nobody likes a tattletale. Like,
yeah.
Nobody,
yeah, I do.
Because you're like 5 years old, and you're like,
yeah, you talking about like, minor shit. Exactly. Like, yeah, he took my toy.
Mommy was hanging out with the UPS guy all day. I don't know why. Yeah, that's nobody likes a tattletale. Jimmy, shut the fuck up.
Your ass beat for
I don't even know some shit like that. Yeah. I probably still would be like, man, I ain't even see dude. I ain't even see how dude look.
No, I'm
if that motherfucker shoot somebody cold blood, shoot somebody and then look dead at you, dog, and walk away, dog.
Now you're protecting yourself. Like, you just looking like, I gotta make sure you locked up or kill you. That's the only option. Yeah,
this motherfucker just killed somebody. Yeah, no.
You just like, yeah.
I'm gonna call 911 for the ambulance. I'm not gonna call it for the police. Yeah. Like, hey, there's somebody dead out in the middle of the street.
What about seeing somebody's manager at the store? Let me see your manager.
Yeah, snitching, yeah. That's snitching too.
Yeah, that's snitching. That's
snitching. Let me see your manager.
Like, you're in the back smoking or something.
I'm a firm believer in street judge.
Did you not hear what this motherfucker said, though? What? He said, when you say, let me see your manager, that's snitching. Dog, that, dog.
That's civilian.
That's civilian.
That's civilian snitching. That's not real.
That's snitching in thug world.
So I don't want to see any. I don't want to see tier one complaining.
You a tier one snitch.
Let me see your manager.
You a tier one snitch. Level one snitch.
Nigga, you snitching out here? He's like, what you mean?
But it depends on for what though. Like, if I go through Chick-fil-A line and they give me,
it don't matter. That's snitching.
No.
And what? They give you what?
If I order a number two, they give me a number seven. Yeah. Right? Ain't nothing different about that except when one is grilled.
She gives you
nine.
An attitude.
I've been called a switch it out before ain't no slip. And like in Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, can I get my number two? I don't give a shit about that. But okay. if I see like the Chick-fil-A line outside like doing lines of coke, I'ma say something. Like, God damn, hey, let me talk to the manager.
Oh, you snitching.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother.
You snitching, bro.
I would just look like, you snitching. My sandwich is free, right?
Facts.
So, every time
I see you.
No. My three sandwiches are free, right? All three of my sandwiches.
Here's 3 cents for extra cheese. Let me get you shit. Like,
yeah, my three number sevens are free, right? My three number sevens with all milkshakes, right?
You ever been to churches?
They free.
Hey, man, I used to work at churches.
Churches
talk
chicken,
bro.
Dog.
Dude, I used to give so much free shit. We was horrible.
Churches giving
we
chicken away.
Boy, shout out to the
so
churches on Rivers Avenue in Charleston, South Carolina.
You can get
boy.
10 pieces for $10.
Dude, I used to sell weed on the back of a pizza, huh?
That's only right. You gotta sell weed out of pizza.
She was so crazy at the church of chicken back home, man. The motherfuckers just give you the whole bag and be like, find the shit when you get home.
Oh shit.
Season already.
Yeah, you just fry that shit when you get home.
That's nigga, cool.
You come to the crib, we got a deep freezer full of damn McDonald's bags, tater tots and shit.
So you saying that's civilian snitching?
What? Yeah. Let me see your manager.
Yeah, let me see your manager. Hell yeah. That's snitching.
That is snitching. So any rapper, if you ever ask for somebody's motherfucking manager, dog,
you a fucking
nah, that's snitching.
Nah, bad customer service. Let me see your fucking manager.
Snitching
like,
is
still snitching though.
No,
you can't tell this waitress like, hey, you suck at your job.
She fucking up. I can't change that. I gotta tell.
Most niggas get tailed by the police because they fucking up.
That's like somebody showing you some weed and then you call the cops on them.
No, nigga, that's illegal.
Hold on.
That's illegal.
That's us.
You know what's funny? No, he just touched us.
So if you order a combo from McDonald's and you driving off and you realize they ain't give you no fries. Is that snitching?
Yeah.
No, you go back and get the fries.
No, they steal.
No, but here's the thing. If you go back and get the...
So if I get bad customer service at a restaurant and she ain't bringing me, like, she not...
But hold on. Let's...
I got to keep asking for salt and ketchup.
I'm
going to
ask the manager for my fries.
That's what I was going to say. Let's continue with the thing.
My food come out mad late. Do you got an attitude. She slammed the plate on my table.
I'm just never coming.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to sit there and eat my food peacefully. You going to take that?
So...
You're just going to eat your food and pay your money
for
that bad experience.
Just snap on her.
No, yeah. She ain't going to check. She's going to spit in your food.
What you going to do?
Nah, I'm going to eat my food, take the drink, dump it down, and walk away. Out, bitch.
You doing some reckless shit.
First, like,
nah.
Hey, okay.
I'm getting some free shit.
No.
I'm getting some free shit. I want a free piece of cake.
Here's the thing. It depends on how it's done.
Let me be the first to tell you, I am 31 years old.
A free drink, a free margarita.
I got two kids. I got a fucking mortgage. PMIs, motherfucking HOAs, motherfucking back problems, knee problems, motherfucking retirement plans, dog. I am snitching on your ass like, hey, this is terrible service. I want some free shit next time I come to this bullshit.
Yeah, what does your retirement got to do with fucking 23-year-old
shit? I'm snitching.
I want free shit now, and I want some free shit next time.
No, it's just,
exactly.
No. For me, it's funny, dog, because I grew up in the projects. I grew up in the hood, dog. I grew up living in the fucking streets, dog. Oh, so, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like, you know, like, I never tell about nothing and all this shit. Like, fucking blah, blah, blah. But the older I get, it's like, nigga, fuck this shit, dog. Right, like, nigga,
I think it's...
Hey, man, fuck that. Hey, man.
Right now.
Fuck that shit, dog. Your ass hit and run me on the road. Guess what? I'm calling it in.
Because ain't no way to settle that. You're not telling? Shit. Somebody clip you and clip your you side of your mirror off. You just gonna charge it to the game.
If I can get your plate, but you ain't though.
Huh?
Dude, I had a
You gotta do something.
I said if I can get your plate, nigga, I'm calling.
I had the authorities, right? You call them the authorities. Hey, this nigga in the red car clip me. You tell him. You snitch.
I got insurance.
So let's say
it's legal snitches and it's illegal snitches. Like
really,
it's still snitches.
Snitches like football, like tackles. It's illegal tackles and it's legal.
So what's a helmet to helmet snitch?
Stuff falls under the tackle.
A helmet to helmet snitch. That's like if we did something together and I tell the cops you was with. That's a helmet to helmet flagrant.
No, that's like out of the clear blue. Like everybody, you know, you rob the bank and you're sitting in Miami, you're sitting in Colorado with someone.
Illegal snitch.
Like, I'm gonna turn myself like, in and at
oh
you.
No, that's not out of the lines of play.
That's like a helmet to helmet.
The clipping of the car, somebody hit you and run. You got the right to tell, man.
Yeah, that shit tell. Like, look, I'm about to tell.
You just tell it.
There's
a difference between telling and snitching.
Yeah, nah, you just wrecked my car.
I'm trying to tell you, man. It ain't snitching if you're telling the truth, man. That motherfucker hit my car and rode out. Like then he shot three people down there.
Now you tiptoeing in the snitch land.
Shit. I just want you to stop the motherfucker.
Now you tiptoeing.
Because the motherfucker took my wallet. He know where I live at. So y'all got to stop this motherfucker before he come on my street.
He's hitting cars. He
said.
People.
He says I am not gonna stop till I come to your house specifically.
Trail Kashi 96. Trail Kashi 96.
Nigga, fuck that, dog. You ain't gonna sit there and look at me steal my wallet and talk about, hey, I'm gonna kill your ass later on tonight. Nigga, I'm calling the cops. Hey, man, this nigga said he was coming back. He was coming back.
I need a restraining. Now you know they're gonna make
I got one of those towels in my wallet. I can give you this number right now.
Now you need a restraining order.
I'm gonna get a restraining order that way when that motherfucker show up and I shoot that motherfucker.
You can press charges to the foot.
I get out. Yeah, I get out.
Officer, I like to press charges.
Hold on, here's a question. Have you ever seen. I have a friend, a childhood friend. He's the type of motherfucker that calls, like, you know, when you get the Wendy's receipt, and it's like, if you have any problems, call. he's on like that level switching. But hold on. He does it because he always gets free shit. Yeah, he's calling. Like he's using those coupons, getting the receipts, calling the complaints, getting more coupons.
I've done it before.
Yeah, but I am also 35, and I make a nice living.
Now
like,
we're not at this age, but like,
that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm not 22 anymore. Like
when I was like in my 20s, I was doing them getting the free Whoppers.
Like I did that as a kid. Yeah, like a motherfucker.
Get that free Whopper,
man. That's what I'm saying, though. Y'all talk about credit card scams? Nah, survey scams, baby. You heard it here first on this.
Yeah, you call those numbers, you can live off free, basically. Like,
I know a nigga that did that shit on a bag of chips. He called and said the bag of chips had too much air in it.
They sent you free bags.
They sent the motherfucker a whole box of chips.
Yeah, they do. I'm not shitting you.
Sorry for the inconvenience, sir. We hope we didn't lose you.
Puts too much ice in their coffee. This bitch got $96 million off of that.
Wait, what?
What?
Did you know how you go to Starbucks and get an iced coffee?
You missing some details.
No, yeah, I don't think she got it. I think she might have sued and not like
she might have had brain freeze.
They sell them for like a lifetime of free coffee.
No. Is that what happened? She had brain freeze and had
a stroke. She pretty much like over like 6 months to a year, she did a like her own study by herself where she would get coffee and like take all the ice out and like put a comparison like this is how much fucking coffee I'm actually getting.
Oh, and was seeing how much coffee she
was she's like, y'all put too much fucking ice in this shit, and they gave the bitch like $96 million.
So I'm gonna start doing that when I go to like
I'm about to start
dog,
that's the
shit.
Dirtbag trivial shit we about to start doing
the Whopper don't look like it look in the picture. It's gonna happen 6 years.
No, but they already figured that one out
the same size every time.
Guess what I'm gonna do. Nah, they got too little ice in the cup. I need more ice. That shit was hot. It burned my tongue. I need more ice.
Y'all should have options for the ice.
I like the ice.
Extra light, medium,
Yeah, large, you can say like,
large, 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 extra large.
I got a gay ass homeboy who always like, let me get
26 cubes of ice.
Light ice.
I'm gonna fucking count it.
27.
Hold on.
I'm gonna lose my shit if it's 27.
Hold on, this is cookout. You guys got the little ice. No. Right, let me get 49 ice.
Unless it's Zaxby's. If it ain't Zaxby's, I tell them no ice. I tell them motherfuckers no ice everywhere. No ice.
I like the places that you get the drinks and it's a one cube.
I got ice at the crib.
So wait a minute. Y'all never tell on coworkers who ain't doing their job?
Hell no.
Hell, I don't think I ever told them to go. No,
I ain't never told them to coworker.
You can. I've done it single. Like, I'll just call them out in front of the right people.
Nah.
You never see, call nobody else.
Nah.
That's like, Trent, why don't you get off your ass and fucking do something? Boss standing right there.
Nah.
I make sure that I know the boss is right there.
It's a technique to it.
That's what I'm saying. It's a technique.
It's a technique to it. You got to find who noticed the shit too.
Yeah.
And then y'all both start talking about it and you convince the other person to bring it up. Yeah. You don't bring it up. You convince them to.
Man, you see this?
No, you wait till he says something.
We be
like,
slaving.
Look at Tyrone lazy ass.
He be like, snitching seeds, basically.
He be like, look at Mike lazy ass. Oh, you noticed that too?
Yeah.
That was your opportunity.
Yeah.
Man, I was doing all lifting all these boxes. This nigga was on his phone the whole time. He do that shit all the time, bro. You should say something, bro. You
never done this ever.
You been here longer than me. You should say something.
Yeah, that's your the boss, your homie. Y'all be drinking beers afterwards.
Y'all cool and shit, right?
So technically, that's worse.
That's you work like, with him more
that's
than
like putting out the hit. According to like a federal crime, you get more time for putting
conspiracy.
Out the hit than actually doing the hit.
That's
conspiracy to commit snitch.
No, you just manipulate. You just being the manipulator.
Isn't that like coercion?
That's what I'm saying. Conspiracy to commit snitch.
Isn't that coercing?
No, that's what the government does.
You go snitch on them.
That's what the government does.
Hey, the government steals from me every fucking day.
We doing what they do.
We don't have to follow the same laws, and we know that.
That's what they do. They coercion.
No, but see, you got to do it in a slick way. You only can say so much, so many words. You just got to keep it like. You know, keep agreeing with the dude saying, like,
man.
He is lazy,
y'all
bro.
Dudes are crazy,
I'm just saying, man, a lot of people, we just kind of proving the flaw and the fucking snitch shit, man, at some angles, because it's like, okay, like, but, like, motherfuckers, like, don't tell, like, this aspect, but then what about this aspect? Oh, yeah, man, I'm going to have to say something. Like, all right, if you ain't going to snitch at all, then that means no snitching whatsoever.
What about good snitching?
That's why I said it's legal and illegal.
Like, there's a referee. His job is to, like, you know, they get... congregate, and they're like, What'd you see?
Then they come back to the crowd.
He caught the ball.
He caught an illegal snitch.
That's illegal snitch right there, in a sense.
Like, illegal snitching?
But you know, he's right. He's like,
telling why committing a robbery.
It's not like, it's think about a baseball anyway. When you're like, kind of tapping, like, the referee's like, no, he's like, bitch, why would you do that?
I'm a paid snitch.
Fuck you.
Like, you can't do it.
There's a law in Texas or Louisiana that
we gotta
people
see
you
commit
a snitching. Murder, that's automatically.
No, that speeds you through the process of appeal with the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that puts you in the express lane.
Yeah, if three people see you do it.
Three more witnesses, I'm dead serious.
You're gonna die.
Like,
instead of, like, 10 a few items, you get to go in quickly. It's like three or more witnesses.
Oh,
you put you in this lane.
People to lie.
Yeah, man, it's time for you to go.
I mean, you still got to go through appeals, but you're not getting as many.
That's what I say, man. That's why I like, hey, man.
Sad.
That's why I don't commit no crimes. I do my job. I go home, man. I do this podcast. Yeah, I'm a civilian. Don't
commit no crimes. Yeah, at this age, y'all shouldn't be committing no crimes. Ain't nobody be committing no crimes. Like,
everybody, man, we too old for this shit.
What the fuck
you doing? You know what I'm saying?
You know what kind
of. You talking about us?
They handing out jail. They giving jail time out to everybody.
It's all funny to you, the nigga facing 47 years.
We're unions, and we're just notorious little snitches.
I don't want no time. I don't want 2 years. I don't want one. I don't want 6 months. I don't want nothing. Ain't worth it, bro.
For what?
Especially if you got children now. You got kids.
That's what I say, man. Motherfuckers
got children now, man. I ain't got time to be doing all that shit, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, man. I got back problems and shit. Man, them boy got good back.
Nigga, you get out of jail. You
got good physical therapists in jail.
Imagine the bills you have. You be in debt. Nigga, you be having to commit some more crime because you're in debt.
They give you X amount of time to handle your affairs.
Hell no, nigga. You about to go bankrupt.
Nigga, Sprint don't give a fuck if I'm in jail.
I signed a 2-year contract 2 months ago.
Shit, man.
Oh, no.
I'm still pinning on
taking this phone with me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck this,
man. I'm still pinning on this goddamn
phone.
Phone.
No, okay, think about it like this. You can sentence to 15 years and your credit's good enough to where you can take out 100.
What you going
to
do? Call them, excuse me, I just want to let you know my job
situation. You gonna take a $150,000 loan, but you can't pay on this shit.
Hey, because you imagine you call them a lot of trash pickup, bro. They call them telling my job situation changed.
That's a lot of fucking interest.
I'm not making what I used to. I'm making like 25 cents a day now.
What are you gonna do? Pick up shifts in jail?
I'm making like 25 cents a day now. I can't afford no bill, man. Can you give me a prepaid?
Everything falls off the credit after 7 years, right?
What?
Everything falls off your credit after 7 years. Everything.
Allegedly.
Yeah, but they're pretty sure they can see you're getting locked up for 15 years on your credit.
No, they don't know that.
I think I got some shit on my credit from when I was 18.
Like, wait a minute. The money.
Wait a minute, dog.
No, they're going to be waiting when you get out. We got to pick you up.
Right there with your family. It's going to be this Sprint man.
What do you mean? You're going to get stabbed by one of the bankers inside.
That's the movie.
Take care of them.
That's the movie right there. We're like, well, good news is... you're out of jail. Bad news is we had to bail you out because you owe us more money. So we got you off the three murder charges.
You remember that little money?
The bank is pimping you out and shit like that.
That's what happened to Miskel. Miskel just signed a $3 million record deal that got him out of jail. He is like indebted to his record company forever.
A bunch of what? Somebody else? Well, Tupac
is that smart for them or dumb for them?
Tupac did the same thing.
Is that smart for them or dumb for them? Because Miskel's like 50.
If you don't want to be in jail.
What about Tupac?
He ain't going to be rapping so fast no more.
I
would be.
I mean, that was stupid for them because this was 2019.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they bailing out Miskel for $3 million, dog. Yeah. That's like 4.6 billion streams right now.
That's
dog.
Like bailing out. That's what I'm saying. Go beat him up.
It's like 2 cents a stream, dog.
I mean, $3 million is a lot for all of us, but you're trying to tell me Master P or somebody, one of his boys wouldn't be like, nah, I got you. You don't have to.
Yeah. They let him
pay me back civically. You know,
but no, the record company was like, "We'll get you. We can kill this case for $3 million, but you're gonna be indebted to us for $3 million."
But what am I gonna do? What is he gonna do to get out of it?
Albums until he can't make albums no more.
Albums that who gonna listen to?
Somebody gonna buy them up.
Ain't no. They ain't even gonna pay for the studio time. Probably he ain't gonna get out of that. He ain't gonna. Ain't one album gonna come out of that.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Nah, he gave it the right people.
Miskel was hot for a minute.
How long he been out?
At least 25 years, because I was goddamn.
No. We've known of him for 25 years.
He's been out of jail.
Oh, he been out for. Damn, you right. You know what? The man's got a point. He ain't been out that long.
He making up.
He keep on going back in, bro.
He making a Love and Hip Hop album. That's what, like, the
Love and Hip Hop. I don't think the people in Love and Hip Hop
be like, I got an album coming out. You'll never hear that shit.
That's a bad investment.
Like, the nigga that was like, yo. When he got it,
how much is the last Tribe Called Quest album, man?
Cash money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know it's not going to miss. It's not going to come anywhere near.
Putting $3 million in Miskel is like putting $3 million in Enron back in the day, dog.
Well, he couldn't make gun.
That's like putting all your money in Quiznos, nigga. That's what's going
on. If you Miskel, you like, that man,
Quiznos is the Subway of the future.
No, it ain't. Nobody wants hard-ass sandwiches.
Who bailed him out? 50 Cent? He sounds like the investment guy.
I don't know.
Vice more smart water and Miskel.
Danger! It's been so long.
Wait, what company was bought by Hasbro?
What Death Row.
Mattel?
Death Row. Death Row bought.
Hasbro.
Seriously, that's
wait,
just...
Death Row bought Hasbro?
Yeah.
No.
Or Hasbro bought Death Row.
So Hasbro has it that they can literally use...
Because they make it like Tupac action
in little My Little Pony toys and shit like that. Like,
no, I think because they're making Tupac, they was making like Tupac action figures.
Oh, so you just actually reminded me. You know what they were doing? This is a good thing. They're doing a hologram Whitney Houston tour next year.
Yeah. They do hologram
how
tour.
How is that
period.
A good thing, bro?
That's a fucking like, horrible thing.
Nigga, when I'm dead, don't fucking bring me back. There's no fucking hologram, dog.
No,
if you're going to talk about.
Bring me back, nigga.
Yeah, bring me back, bro.
No, because the next iPhone will have hologram.
But they can do whatever the fuck they want with you.
Because they're going to do a biggie.
They can sit you down and eat you a fucking.
Do a biggie, do a two booty holds. Do a big pun. Do a Nipsey.
They're about to start doing holograms.
Yeah, it's like.
They have a script set up.
That should be
hard. They tried it with Tupac before, but they're really going to do hologram tours. So like all your favorite artists that you wish could still do shit, like Prince, Mike, all them.
Nah, man, I'm gonna say no because it's only a matter of time before they start doing that shit with real niggas.
There we go.
They already
Club Appearance.
Club Appearance.
Hologram. Club Appearance.
What do you mean?
Scott.
Hold on.
He did it in Chicago like 4 years ago.
They're already doing it in movies. Yeah. What do you mean? Like, how many dead actors are in
LA? Did a hologram in
Chicago. I hate when they put them motherfucking dead actors in
that's
movies.
That's exactly what they're doing. Like, they that hologram company is actually.
Man, let them boy be, man.
HoloLens.
Like, those hologram companies actually. That's part of like acting contracts now.
That's cool.
No, because the next iPhone's supposed to have like hologram technology. So you like supposed to lay your phone down on the
and teleportation, I heard.
Yo, when that happens, I'll use my phone for porn on shit like that. Like, you give me that. That's a whole other world.
If you,
like,
if you sign up, you get free calamari rings at Chili's.
Free calamari rings on a new iPhone?
Yeah, yeah, from Chili's.
Oh, you got a...
like you can get like a little lap dance. Yeah.
And it tells you, and you put the calamari on top and it tell you if it's pig ass or like, real calamari.
They don't
calamari.
Have 3D. They got 3D, you know, with the fucking glasses. The then they got the machine that wraps around your dick and it like, it
and
jerks
dick,
you off.
And the dick charger.
What? Yeah, but I yeah, no, like, yeah, but you gotta wash it after every year.
A machine.
That's just annoying, bro.
No, like, so like it's literally for couples, and my wife is here, baby. We was going, if we had to stay in the military, we would have got this contraption.
A machine.
It's a thingamajig. It's one's a dildo for her.
On
and
one side.
There's different versions of this.
And one's a fucking wraparound little situation.
Like a little cup.
Like yeah, like a little cup.
A little flushlight.
And like literally you can wrap it around
your head.
You
don't know the name.
As your girl's fucking herself, it's like she's fucking you.
No,
but y'all, but it's like Bluetooth. It works around the world. So your girl can be in Paris. Me, you can be in America. And y'all could not miss out on your sex life.
Do you have to clean yourself that's with the three seashells afterwards?
I ain't feeling that one either.
Y'all are so fucking immature. That's right. Dope as fuck. Well.
No, I've actually heard.
That's dope as
fuck. They have a bunch of those things now. Like,
you know what? I'm not just big. I'm not big on the simulation shit. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to simulate off. Shit. Yeah.
What if you can get like an exact version of like a person, but it's a robot?
That's too much. You're doing too much.
All that shit's cool too.
You have just serious voice and a perfect body.
Nah,
no. Would you not do it?
All that shit's cool too after you bust a nut. You're like, damn, what am
now
I doing?
I gotta clean this shit up. Now I gotta clean this shit up. You just can't leave her there.
I'm nasty.
You just can't leave her there.
I'm a nasty motherfucker.
Stuff her in the washing machine. Stuff her in the washing machine all rough and shit. You can't
that's
just leave her there, bro.
No, man, that's
all that shit cool too. You busting nuts.
You wiping, you wiping down the sex mop.
It's a molding of your woman's
you wet backing.
Baby, you got me the Windex?
Yeah, you shot backing her out.
Yeah, y'all better than me, dog.
I ain't doing that.
I got a conscience, dog. I walk past the mirror after some shit like that, dog. I'm like, man, what am I
doing? Hey, you gotta walk past her. She looking at you. She in the corner looking at you.
Like covering the eyes and shit.
Cover up with a blanket like a dead body.
I even look at myself in the eyes when I walk past the mirror. Yeah. Like, fuck it, I'm done. Like, I ain't looking no more.
I'm ashamed of myself after that jerk off. I can't even look at myself after that jerk off.
It's bad.
I'm ashamed.
Y'all wanna do that?
Mm.
Longest relationship?
I wanna miss it when they get back.
So you and your girl gonna be going away from each other for 8 months.
Yeah, what if your girl's like in a virtual reality, like little tube and this dog.
The day we start fucking computers is the day I gotta go.
No. I would do it. Yeah, girls use robotics. I've been using it since the fucking 60s.
Yeah,
I want a robotic.
They've been using it.
I want a robotic vagina.
That ain't how we operate.
I want a battery. Wait, so didn't we have a conversation?
That's too long for me, though.
So you cool with a fleshlight? You cool with a fleshlight?
Nah.
Said that when you ain't
I want better advancement. It's too soon.
It's the same thing.
No, it is. But it's just too.
I'm not gonna
it's
say
just
what
too,
I'm really
yeah, like
I don't want.
I want more advancement.
You've been good.
You want a whole person. Nah, if you can get a robot, you can get a person, bro. If you can spend $25,000 on a robot, no, what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. Get a cheaper.
I'm just saying.
Did you buy the first flat screen TV?
They're
or did you wait for a bunch of idiots to buy it first?
Nah, I just wanted to buy the first one.
No, yeah, let me get $8,000 for this 12-inch screen.
First PlayStation? I had to have that motherfucker.
Everybody
had to have that motherfucker. First Xbox? I had to have that motherfucker.
Nah, I don't know, man. I really feel like, you know, ain't no way in hell, man, because that should be awkward, man. You leave her on the couch, your homeboy come over, like, yo.
Oh, shit, hold on. Yo, can I borrow this? Hold on, I forgot to put it. I mean, hold on, please, man. Let me explain, bro.
Because they was
overseas. Oh, no, bro, you can sit on the couch now. I'm good.
I'm going to stand up, bro.
You got to clean it, bro. I'm not doing that.
Hey,
bro.
Take her home with you, bro. Make sure you use.
You can also use it in the carpool.
No, make sure you use Fabuloso on the inside.
Hell no. Train.
And then go during lunch case.
Girl, she just fucking herself out.
No.
Boy, look.
Your man go missing and shit. Where you been, bro?
I don't think I'm
bro, the dog, bro. The bitch you gave me, bro.
I don't think
the bitch you gave?
No, that's
just
crazy.
I just wait.
He gonna disappear. Where you at, nigga?
We about 5 years away from the motherfuckers having personalities themselves.
But 8 months go by fast.
That's
I,
it.
Nah,
yeah.
I ain't that horny. You got her arms all on you and shit, and holding her leg, her fake ass.
I tell y'all, man, I'm different, man. I wrote that one out, dog, and I'm like, man, I got shit I got to do.
I'm good.
I got shit I got to do.
You them dogs be bad, bro.
I mean, they could have a spinning vagina on that. Have you ever had a spinning vagina?
Yeah, bro. I ain't hit no dog.
Them dogs bigger than a snicker, bro. Nah, ain't nobody fuck me like me, but still. Like,
I'm only dead to play something from that one.
Bro, the legs be dead, son. Dead legs? Nah, B. You can't fuck nothing with dead legs.
I couldn't do it. Can't do it.
Ain't no heartbeat, ain't no blood flowing through that motherfucker. She ain't breathing. That's cool. That's
weird. Nothing in a cold room all day.
That's weird. Twins, sick right. Motherfuckers.
Right. We're all young right now. We can
think,
all
think about on. This shit. How sick you gotta be to fuck something with no hold on. Breath? It ain't hold breathing.
On. We already established that.
Do you fuck your head?
No sound. It's me.
Okay, right now.
Hey, it's me.
Okay, so we all agree that we're not going to do it. We're all kind of in the prime of our lives, good shape.
You want to go to the future. Okay.
So now we're 60, 70, 80 years old, sitting in a retirement home. Advancements have come on. You still going to have this mentality?
No, I'm going to be like that.
This thing can make you a fucking sandwich and shit. Give you a fucking sandwich.
If I'm not married... At that point, and like,
who cares?
Like,
you
mean, whatever. I mean, look, I'm tripping.
I'll be a 67-year-old tripping.
Here's the thing: is your wife? Here's the thing: is if you're married, you can buy the male version for your wife and just get yourself a young mind. Like,
how do you?
I mean, I'm gonna go in the room with my sex bot.
Right? How do you want to be found? Killed by your sex bot?
Or she's on my face?
You dead? She's still riding you.
She riding you while you sleep. Like,
you dead? That shit ring.
He's like, take it off. His dick has shaved down.
Your family crying is still riding you. Ring. The kids come in. It's still around you. Somebody turn that goddamn robot out. Somebody turn that goddamn robot out.
We gotta let the battery die.
That's hilarious.
Unplug it. They screaming and shit. Everybody all frantic and don't know what to do.
We might have to answer.
Show them a power check.
We know the kids screaming. Don't know what to do.
That's
really
funny.
They scared
as
shit.
You would be the first one.
Your dead body just flailing. You just flailing on the bed. Eyes wide open.
Yes.
No breath in you. You're dead.
Get your dick stuck in one. Oh, no.
That's a horrible way to go, bro.
That sounds like a great way to go.
No, you don't want to die by your sex robot overdose. You put her on 10.
You become famous and shit.
You should have put her on 2. You put her on 10. Have a fucking heart attack. You ain't turn her off.
Tonight, I don't want to get fucked.
Where grandpa at? He been upstairs for a long time.
I don't want that.
Your grandson come upstairs.
The lights start flipping in the house and shit.
I vote yes on this one. I'm sorry.
He left it plugged in.
Sex robot going nuts. Her head spinning and shit. She on top of you.
You come home, you forget to charge her like shit.
Fuck.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Fuck or whatever.
Not a real woman still around.
Hell no for me, though.
I look forward to the future of sex robot.
Like, all
the shit
women,
gonna get crazy, bro.
That's all
that.
We got. I'm like,
you can get like upgrades and shit.
I still got this.
You got the new mod.
I mean, if you have a chargeable dick, you should have a chargeable vagina.
As long as I got my hand,
like,
man.
You're like, hey, bro, I just downloaded Jamaican accent last night, man. Shut up, shame. You gotta do yours.
I'm gonna keep mine.
I got the Spanish one on mine. Yeah, I got the Spanish one on mine, man. I like that Puerto Rican talk, man.
And then she says, "Poppy."
That's what I'm saying. You
no, that shit was lame as fuck.
You can like match it up to your dinner and shit like that. Like,
no
tacos for dinner.
Tacos.
Spanish upgrade.
Spanish sandwiches for dinner, bro.
Nah, taco ain't never been a sandwich. That's what we
need. Tacos for dinner and German chocolate cake for dessert.
Never have, never will be.
Don't fucking test me. I'm gonna get
German chocolate cake is not.
That shit sounds fucking delicious.
It does. Don't
peach cobbler.
Strawberry shortcake.
Remember tacos tonight.
Sweet potato pie.
Actually, I got a quesadilla waiting on me in the refrigerator. I'm gonna go ahead and
quesadilla sandwich. Huh?
You already know quesadillas.
It's kind of a sandwich.
It's kind of a sandwich because it's two pieces.
But when you slice it like that,
it becomes a sandwich. It's a cheese sandwich. No,
it's an appetizer.
Sandwich pieces. It's
like it isn't. Like you ever take Wonder Bread, cut it down the middle, you got those little triangles.
It's still a sandwich. Still a sandwich.
No matter what country you're in, man, it's a sandwich. Just how every country has their own sandwich.
Not taco though.
Quesadilla.
Taco's a sandwich.
Taco.
Taco's a sandwich.
Hot dog.
Taco's a sandwich. It's a tiny sandwich.
Man, it's just it's one piece of bread folded in half.
It is. That's
Are you trying to tell me you've never walked in and grabbed one slice of bread?
Nah, it's on a bun. It's on a hot dog bun. They don't call it hot dog bread.
That's a, yeah.
Yeah. Hot dog bun.
But it's
still a sandwich.
No. Bun is bread, though.
Bun? No, once it's a bun, it's a hot dog. It's all bread. Specific. It's specific now.
Still sandwich.
It's specifically. No, it's not a sandwich because it's hot dog because you can only put a hot dog on it.
It's not a sandwich.
You can put whatever the fuck you want on it.
You're a psychopath if you
do. You ever cut a hamburger in half?
You can put whatever you want on cereal, but that don't make it right, motherfucker. You can pour orange juice on cereal, but it ain't right.
It's still cereal.
It's still a hot dog.
Sounds like you said, it's hot dog
bread.
Under the sandwich.
Hot dog bun. It's specific. A bun.
You ain't never put lunch meat on a hot dog bun?
I am. I tried that, like, on Subway.
I ain't gonna lie. If you grew up in the hood, you done did some shit. Yeah. Just like you done made a hot dog and put it on bread.
I did it last week.
I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a hot dog before.
I made a bologna pizza.
I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a hot dog bun.
That actually sounds really good. That's, I'm not gonna lie to you.
You gotta do what you gotta do. I just use mad.
Yo, my nigga, that sounds a lot of each. Like, if you want the peanut butter, like, pour it in there.
I ain't do all that.
See, how does that work? You just said you made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a hot dog bun.
Damn.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Eat your words, bitch. It's all sandwiches.
No. I made PB&J on graham crackers.
It's a sandwich.
You see how specific, though? I said a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a hot dog bun.
So if your sex robot comes back with a sandwich between hot dogs,
I still call it a hot dog bun. It don't take the fact away from the fact that it's a hot dog bun.
What about a Kaiser bun?
A peanut butter.
They make sandwiches all the time.
Peanut butter and jelly bun.
The Kaiser bun.
Hoagie roll? Yeah, yeah.
Hoagie roll. Is a hoagie roll a sandwich? Is a hoagie a sandwich?
Yeah, of course it is.
But it's cut like a hot dog bun.
Yeah. Remember Subway? Do you guys remember Subay?
The fact that it's a hot dog makes it not a sandwich.
Hold on, hold on. Subway used to cut their sandwich, the bread at the top. Do you guys remember that?
Hell
like back in the day, they didn't cut it like this.
And what, they used to just pour the meat?
They would make it like a hot dog bun. And they would lay the bun in there, then they would take that little strip and put it right the fuck back on.
I remember that.
They would take, like, so here's the loaf.
And what they would take
the knife and cut out like a
hot dog
bun out of it. Take that piece out, put all the deli meats, take that little piece back there, and that's how Subway used to do their fucking sandwiches.
I wasn't going to Subway like that.
Hey,
can I drop this?
No, shit. I was going to places like Mike's and shit like that. Like
that was just they stopped it like 20 years ago. This is something I remember as a kid.
Because
I was like, that's what made me. I was like, oh, they cut the bread at the top.
Hoagie Brothers. I was going to like Hoagie Brothers back then.
Yeah. See,
how do we, where's the thing?
We don't need none of that for that.
But that's what I'm saying, though, man. Y'all talking about, man, I love tacos.
Oh,
I got
Latin a question.
American
for
sandwiches.
So I went and got a massage yesterday.
Nigga got hungry.
Oh, you got a massage? Was it?
And they asked me,
was it a happy ending?
No, so they asked me, male or female.
Seesaw grind?
And you said no female, seesaw. Right?
No, I said give me the best motherfucker you have. And there's actually, I can't make this up. I was like, whoever's the best. And they're like, Jim's the best over there. And look in the corner, and this dude is standing on top of a ladder with a tool fucking thing and a power drill in his hand. And he's like, I'll give you a massage. And I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. And it was the best massage I've ever fucking had in my life.
That's good for you. I'd have been like, never mind, Jim, do your thing, baby.
We gonna stay on this topic.
Never mind. How about a mediocre?
So you go get a massage.
So Jim, the boy,
how about a mediocre? I don't know his name.
Everybody, we gonna talk. Hold on.
His name wasn't Jim. It wasn't like a Chinese. I'm just using Jim as an example.
Oh, okay. You gave him.
I can't remember his name.
So,
Lee.
I actually.
Lee, something like that. Whatever.
I was in Mexico, and the motherfucker dude gave me a massage.
The man
that
massage.
Shit was, it was straight, man.
No, I'm telling you, Ben get better massages.
No, that shit literally was like the best sports massage I've ever
had. So, you'll let a nigga massage you, but you won't let a nigga do your dress.
Yeah, I won't, for real.
That's different. No. And also, like, you ever seen a mom movie, like, with a boss? It's usually another dude giving him a massage.
Just like,
like, you look at all the old movies. It's always some fun.
I mean, I can't. I've gotten a massage from a dude before, but it wasn't like the best massage of my life. But I see how
For some reason, like, I understand. Some people,
I get it, because dudes are stronger.
Some people like going to massages because they want sensual massages. Like, if I get a massage, dog, I need you to fucking, like, get all that fucking tension out my motherfucking damn.
Did he do the thighs, too?
Like, my fucking
shit. Do the thighs?
Oh, I said he got your back and your butt glutes.
Yeah. Like, I really don't like getting a massage from your
thighs. I mean, she ain't got to be cute.
No, but I'm saying, if she is, I don't like it. Because the whole time you're like, what if?
No, I ain't thinking that, man. I'm trying to get my massage and go to sleep.
Me and my girl got couples massages in Korea. These probably were the two cutest Korean chicks ever. Cool as fuck, all that shit. And we both got sensual massages. In a sense, we both got happy endings. And it was both girls.
Wait, what?
It was
very light district, man.
A female?
That sounds awesome.
Happy endings?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I looked at her, like, finished.
So I'm the girl. Y'all both getting topped off. And
no, she wasn't getting topped. She was like DJ. Giving her a pussy massage. It was a pussy massage.
Oh, she was DJing.
Your new name gonna be Hugh Hefner.
It was she started at the top of the knees and like rolled all the way down and literally like had her palm.
Would you let her do
that? That's crazy. Okay, that's cool.
Nah, what the fuck?
Yeah. Now, would you let your female boss fuck your girl? Would you let your female boss fuck your girl while you're in the room?
I still wouldn't do that.
Damn, boss.
No, what's the
bastard? Yeah.
Nah.
I don't give a fuck.
Can't do it.
I got.
I don't think I can get a.
Don't shit with me.
Happy from a dude massage.
Don't shit with me.
No, hell no.
I hope you can't get happy.
No, I don't think I physically could. Like, I know mention that. Like,
you don't think. But, like, physically. Bro said he don't think. No,
it'll never be the same.
Hey, everybody looking at they think, and they speaking right now like, yeah, he said that shit.
It'll never be the same.
I caught it.
No, I'm pretty sure I meant it. I just said it that way.
I don't think. Like, I know.
I know.
I'm sure of this. Like.
I'm fighting somebody, dog. That's gonna be like Judge Revolta in the masseuse parlor, dog. He's like, you want a happy ending with that? What, nigga? I'll beat your ass, dog.
Yo, get the fuck out of here and put my clothes on.
Like, you joking, right?
All these damn female damn massages I done got, they ain't never asked me, dog.
And they didn't even ask. I mean, they did ask.
The first dude massager, he asked.
That's why you always say, give me the best. Don't say, give me a dude, because what if it is one of those places?
Yep.
Like, yeah, he likes the guys. Give him
a guy. But who's to say he the best, though? Why would they say he the best if they do it, too?
Nah, my lower back is fucked up, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I make a lot of jokes about it on this show, but my shit is so fucked up.
When I went to Seattle,
I had a little Chinese lady, man, jumping up on down on my back, man. That shit was the greatest time of my life.
The only
man.
Time I'm gonna get that is at a doctor's office, nigga.
What, a massage?
Yes.
No, you need to go to.
Nah, I'm gonna go get one probably this weekend. A real one.
Yeah, yeah, I won't get my hair braided by a dude.
Are you naked and all that?
Nah, I'm
not doing that. I get butt naked, yeah.
I'm butt naked. She got me from my back from my that forehead much. To my toes and everything.
Like, they're like sticking elbows in your ass and shit like that.
As soon as
he
came in, I'd be like, man, I'm back, all right, man.
Yeah, what's crazy was, after she gave me the happy,
I tell you what, though, like, because, like, for me, like, there was a couple times I spent good money on fucking the massage, and that shit just walked away like, man, my shit don't even feel different. Like, my shit is still fucked up.
Yeah, you get shitty massage.
And then that motherfucker did that shit. I was like, holy shit. That like, Swedish. Yeah, that motherfucker. I was like, all right.
You got to get
yeah,
the hot stones.
I got to get the sports massage, man.
Like, that's what
I got.
Yeah, sports massage. They get deep in your fucking. Deep tissue is a.
That's what I'm saying. I can't sit there for an hour.
The next day, you be in pain the next day off of deep tissue.
I just can't sit there for an hour. Like,
everything is like. Flowing though, like I ain't gonna front. Like
I need that like medium.
You feel
massage.
You feel different after a deep tissue, but you're gonna be sore. Like you work.
Like the day of you like on a high. Like, yeah. You like oh
yeah,
shit.
Like
man,
your body
man.
Feel totally.
The
different.
Next day you like oh
sore
shit.
As fuck. The next day.
No, but after that sore shit go away though, you get your limber back. You know what I'm saying? Like you can fucking. You know, it's cool, man. Like, yeah, hey, man, I'm old, man, so I got to do shit.
I be massaging.
Yeah, I be massaging. I got to do shit, man, to make sure my body is taken care of, man. Massage. It's been fucking great, man. What the fuck we talk about? All kind of random shit. Chicken sandwiches again?
Yeah, we talking about chicken sandwiches.
Oh, man, we already did that. Talking about Popeye's, man.
Can't talk about chicken sandwiches.
Wait, so are they ever going to come back with that sandwich?
No, okay, so Popeye's will make your chicken sandwich. You got to bring the bread.
Quick question, man.
You got to bring on the bread.
Quick question.
If you go get King's Hawaiian bread right now from the store, you can go to Popeye's.
What if I go with a hot dog bun?
Yeah, you can't. You can go whatever. They're going to give you chicken fingers anyway.
They're going to be like, no, we need a sandwich bread.
They're giving you chicken fingers, bro. You're not even getting the chicken breast. You're getting the chicken fingers. So
nah, but
moving on.
So it's not the same sandwich?
No, it's not the same sandwich.
You can't have that.
So I got bring your own fucking
bread. And closer.
I got a quick question, man. How the fuck everybody doing? I know it took me like this whole time to do, but how is everybody doing?
At this point,
been?
It don't even matter, man.
How you been?
I'm amazing.
We living, man. We living, we maintaining,
I'm
we
great
here.
Great, too.
That's all we can be is blessed.
Like, shit.
Definitely amazing.
Like, I'm blessed, great, blessed. Man. Fucking living in good old Georgia. No Florida man in sight. No bum fumble. Yeah, it
they
is
good Florida man stories this week?
Man. Yeah, man, they got all kind of Florida man stories, man.
That's
I just
the thing. Any good ones this week?
I stopped caring, man, because there's so many.
This should be hilarious. I can't.
Come on, do Florida man this week. See what happens.
No, but I do got a question that we asked in the group chat, but nobody, you know.
That's what we should do. We should never
nobody
say dates.
Can listen to that.
Instead of saying a date, we should always just say that this week a Florida man did this, and that's the
Florida man.
I did see JR post some shit. I think somebody posted some shit. But.
Yeah, he killed his imaginary friend and turned himself in.
Yeah, that's a Florida man thing. That sounds
that's fucking crazy, man. Shout out to Florida man.
Is that right? Is that snitching?
Yeah, man. Anything telling the truth is not snitching, dog. As long as you tell her the truth, it's not snitching.
But you're telling on yourself.
Fuck
you. So wait, confession is technically snitching. Like you walk in the thing, like
yeah. I'm gonna snitch on myself. Baby, I'm about to snitch on myself. I fucked your homegirl. All right,
self
snitching
is at an all time high, by the way.
Yeah, niggas is turning themselves in, nigga. I ain't gonna turn myself in.
You gotta turn yourself into God if you're trying to get into the kingdom of heaven.
Duh, so you wanna snitch for God? Now that's the question you should be asking yourself. Out there in the YouTubes and the Instagrams and the interwebs.
Didn't we talk about this last episode?
Would you snitch for God? Would you snitch for God? No, we asked about your mama. We asked for a milli, a trilli, superpowers, but would you snitch for God? If God said, hey, you're standing at the pearly gates.
Well, I want to be asked this question.
If you want to get in, who you telling on to get in?
I'm giving up.
Oh, niggas is telling.
What if they give you a peek too? Like this is what you can get.
Because the fact that you even in front of God ain't no hardcore gangster thug nigga that exists. Ain't gonna smoke in front of everybody. God.
Give me one more.
No, he gonna tell in front of God.
I'm gonna tell.
He might think about it, give him a hard time. Everybody, God.
So
like, yeah, everybody.
Just to recap the episode, it ain't snitching if you're talking to God.
Nah, yeah. It ain't snitching if you're talking to God.
It ain't
snitching. Because he already knows.
They got him to talk to you through this microphone.
No, if you think about it, if it's God, he already know what you did. So it's really, it ain't snitching because, you know, he just wants the confession.
He gonna see if you gonna tell the truth.
Yeah, he just wanna see if you gonna tell the truth.
Like a woman. I'm gonna see if you gonna tell me the truth. Who's Stacy? You already know.
Think about it. People tell all the time. As soon as they talk, as soon as they pray, they gonna tell everything. Yeah, you know, I did this and that.
So that's lying. Everything you tell God, you're not gonna do again. You eventually do again.
That's going to confession.
That woman purse the other
day. See, Jews, we keep it to ourselves. We don't confess our sins to nobody.
So confession is snitching. I blame. Oh, see, look at that, man. That's a form of snitching.
Seriously, Jews, we don't.
The confession is a form of snitching. You heard it here first on Dirtbag motherfucking radio.
That's
because
you know you're going to confession, don't you?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to the booth.
Yeah, if you're Catholic, you're telling all the
so
time.
So it is snitching if you're talking to God.
Damn. No, if you're telling somebody else.
You were doing the confession.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I can't tell you, God. I promised Tyrone I wouldn't tell him.
I know you. I can talk to you, though. Yeah. I know you ain't going to tell nobody else.
He's going to be like, Tyrone already in here. He told me you did it. So who did it?
You don't even want to play with that. Just go on to tell the truth. Just go on to tell the truth.
God, you know I wouldn't lie to you.
Just go on to tell
we
the truth.
We lie to God. All that stuff we say,
Lord,
we not
you know what
do.
I did today. That's all you got to say, Lord.
So,
you know what happened today.
Everybody at home, like, comment, share, and let us know if it is snitching if you're talking to God. If you're talking to God, is it really snitching or... is it not snitching?
It's snitching. It's a good snitching. It's good snitching.
It's a good snitch. It's a legal snitch. No, the guy could punish somebody quicker than the legal system. So I don't know. As soon as you tell him, he might strike that motherfucker down.
So, but once you tell the guy and snitch, is once a snitch always a snitch?
Yeah. You can't go to snitch rehab. It ain't no snitch rehab.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I'm going to halfway house for snitching.
Yeah, you can. I can totally see a snitch rehab. That's a great skit, by the way.
A snitch rehab?
I cannot tell.
They show you, put you in a situation. You see somebody take something, you like sweating and shit. You want to tell so bad.
Orderly comes in, smack you, tell him. Tell him.
Tell him, bitch.
You better not say it.
I dare you to say something. I dare you. Look, the lawyer's right there. Lawyer's standing there with a piece of like,
you passed.
Tell me, man. It's a detective right there. Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened.
He's like, I got Burger King and cigarettes and hot dog sandwiches.
They got Popeye's chicken
sandwiches.
Taco sandwiches. Taco sandwiches. Hot dogs. Yo. Everything.
Man, y'all motherfucking stupid, man. Who the fuck we had on the show today, man?
Well, if you want me to go first, I'm going to go ahead and do it myself. This is your boy, Flames P. Flames P36 on Instagram. Your baby mother's favorite.
Yes, sir.
Eddie Kane, Bullhorn _ on Instagram, The Whole Whisperer. Can't wait to meet some of you guys in person at the comedy show, yo. This shit gonna be crazy as a motherfucker. Oh, and fresh out of motherfucking court, I was actually nervous, so you know I'm about to go go blow the steam off.
Yep,
first day out. That motherfucker about to hit that phone up.
Gra-ta-ta-ta. And snitch.
You know, you about to go tell on somebody right now.
I'm about to go talk to God.
Look what he got on. Look, he's like, go tell on somebody right now.
Yeah. Hey, Oren.
Huh?
You. Were you here today? Were you here today?
Like, I don't know. It was my turn.
Tell us you were here.
Hey, you guys already said it. Oren, I'm here.
Hey, he was here. Yeah, y'all know he ain't going to say much as
you want. Lucky. I don't know.
You know.
That's all I have.
Yeah. You know, it was another great episode, you know, with the guys, your boy J-Dot.
As always, it's your boy Olansky, one eye in person, three eyes on Instagram. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next time, bitch.
Booyaka, booyaka, ba, ba, ba.
Damn, son, where'd you find
this?
Damn, son. Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
The next week is going to be the same button.
Yeah.
It's going nuts.
And I'm a sub-bed.
Man, you already know. Ba, 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 ba. Shout out to Quad Dub, man. I love you. I miss you, bro.
Rest in peace,
man. Long live Quad Dub, man. Chuck Time legend, brother. Like everything you ever did, man. Won't be in vain, brother. Salute to you, man. And shout out to our YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, however you listen, however you looking, whatever the fuck it is, man.
Watch, listen, subscribe, you motherfucking like, all that
thank
shit.
You. Appreciate it, man. Yeah. We appreciate everything, man. We just appreciate it, man. Fucking with us, man.
Oh, hey, and I did lose somebody kind of close to me. Well, two people kind of close to me. Shout out to my Uncle Virgil.
Shout out to Uncle Virg.
Yeah,
rest in peace to all.
His heart just stopped, like like a goddamn stop sign.
Shit.
But Rock, I know it's my 10-year high school reunion coming up. I do want to do a special shout out to Raquel, Alabama fan. You know, she was 28 years old and died of cancer.
Shout out to her. I don't rock with your football team, but shout out to you and fuck cancer, man. For real, man.
Fuck cancer,
for real, man. Hey, man.
Fuck that shit.
Hey, man. And thank you. Good night. Dirtbags of the world. Mwah!
Bye.
Ah, all in your face.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?